procedure. And for your convenience, now open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. General care is their specialty, but they can perform advanced surgical procedures. Heritage Creek uses the best team and technology available to provide patients with a consistent experience of excellence. Heritage Creek Dental on the southeast corner of the Albia Square.
Football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. Ironman Field, side of 2014 homecoming. And this longest rivalry in state right now, and it is Albia Centerville. The Battle of Highway 5 is about to take place here at Ironman Field. T, the crowd is starting to roll in, buddy. This is going to be a wall of blue facing a wall of red with a whole lot of fun on a football on this football Friday night.
I tell you what, man, it's a nice night. You know, nice, great night for football. And you're
Cousin
right.
Eddie shows up on the really good nights, doesn't he?
He does. It's weird.
Funny how that works.
That's strange.
Get that RV fixed, Cousin Eddie.
RV's all good. It's a little full right now, so
we'll have a dumping afterwards. All right, Dan. One of the fun things that happens at Ironman Field is Rally Alley and the hog roast that went on tonight.
Yeah, Rotary Hog Roast done every year at homecoming. Going in the cafeteria right now, 5 to 7, and as well as doing pulled pork sandwiches. So that's a little bonus out there. But yeah, Rally Alley, you've got all kinds of games going on here for the folks here, sponsored by Summers Insurance.
Well, Summers Insurance sponsoring Rally Alley tonight, and Christian, the proceeds from Rally Alley, there's some games going on, goes to the youth football program.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to go to the youth football program, and it's also a great cause. The youth football program has been around for about 10 to 15 years, and it's really the starting point for where the success is going to be out in the high school level. I encourage all the fans that come today's game, come to Sunday game and watch the little kids play, because they are going to be the future.
Yeah, and talk about that real quickly. Sunday, home game for all the kids, starting at what time, what level, what divisions are going?
Yes, 5th and 6th grade. 5th grade will start at 3:30, and then the 6th grade will follow them at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be here against the Sheraton Chargers.
That's always a good contest, good game there. So we look forward to hearing good things. And we've seen, all of us here have worked with that youth program through the years. And a lot of these kids out here right now, we've had a chance to work with. So really good. Hey, look who, a little pretty gal here coming. Christian, you want to tell us who you got caught up with there right beside you?
It is my mom.
More than just mom. Scarlett Summers with, again, Summers Insurance and Financial Services. There's Scarlett, welcome to tonight's program. Appreciate you sponsoring Rally Alley. Tell us a little bit about what it means to be out here, be able to help and have some fun games for the kids and kind of give back to the community a little bit.
It's awesome. We love giving back to the community, and we're having fun. We're throwing out T-shirts. The kids are playing games. Faith is putting on tattoos. It's a good, fun time. And Jim Stanley, Robert Parks, Barlow over there, they're all helping out. So it's awesome. And it's all for the youth program.
Yeah, and that's a great program, certainly, to keep the kids going and keep them having fun playing football and everything. So we do appreciate you guys taking the time. I know it takes a lot of work to put together the things you do. So thank you very much for doing that.
You're very welcome. We're having fun. Thank you.
And Jason, let's get you back on here, too. You know, again, this is for a long time, you know, and it's been a few years now, but for a long time it was Johnson Insurance and Sales Services, and you were a big part of that. You know, you had an opportunity to take that over, and now it's the Summers Insurance. And talk about the things you do and provide at the insurance office.
Well, first, anybody who knows me knows that I don't do much, so it's really not about me.
But I know I put a test there to even see if you can come up with anything.
Thanks for the recovery there, Dan. But we have a great staff who really invest themselves into understanding the intricacies of insurance. And then we couple that with a tremendous lineup. You know, anything you're doing well, you have to have a good lineup, like the Blue Demons on the football field. Our lineup of companies is among the very best in the industry. And so that gives our clients the opportunity to come in, and we can go out and shop, and they can save.
Oh, yeah. You shop and I save. Oh, that's a great concept. That's excellent. That's a little inside one for some of us. How can people get a hold of you and reach you?
Well, it's very easy. The great part about the world that we live in, the access to information is so easy. They can call us on our toll-free number, both in Albion and now in Sheraton, at 800-932-7163 through the internet at summersins.net. And then my favorite way, and that is stopping in person and meeting our tremendous staff of people who are dedicated to really helping people find the right coverage. We understand how insurance premiums are never fun to pay, so we really do want to find them the best value for their money and sit down and go over the intricacies that is insurance.
Well, Jason, again, we do appreciate you taking time sponsoring Rally Alley. It always is, and you guys are great to the community, and this is just yet another way here. So thank you very much for being a part of it, Rally Alley, kind of on the different side there.
Thank you, Big D's. And, guys, I don't know about you, but, man, this is going to be a huge crowd. You're going to have a hard time finding a place to stand, let alone sit.
Well, that's just it. You know, every year, Albie always does a great job of stepping up and representing. And, you know, we'll have it good years and bad years. They really do it. And we saw at the Pella Christian game, this place was packed that night. It was a great night. Tonight's even better. It's homecoming. I know there's at least two class reunions going on this weekend, if not a third, that I'm aware of. And, you know, and so that's just going to bring people out and see what do you expect here. I mean, you got to be glad you're on the field. You don't have to fight for location, but what do you expect for this crowd tonight and everyone that's going to be here?
Every homecoming, I'm very impressed with how the crowd comes. But I think this year, it's going to be bigger and better than all the other years. Our fans, credit to them. They are great supporters of the Albion Blue Demons. And they always pack the fence line, let alone the stands inside there. So when you see a team with big old people over at the fence, it's always great. Big T, what do you think?
It's going to be good, boy. I'll tell you what. But, you know, Homecoming is special. I mean, I don't care who you're playing or you know, what it is, but, you know, homecoming special. And, you know, the students get jacked up for it. The team gets jacked up for it. I mean, being at Centerville, I mean, take that times infinity, and that's what we're going to have tonight.
It is going to be a fun ride. And one of the things that I think is really fun is when people come in here, and Cousin Eddie, you've been following Albion football vicariously, now you've had some time out on the field. And to watch the opposing team look from the south to that north end zone when the Blue Demons take the field with that giant helmet, the smoke, the scoreboard, the horns, the cannon, buddy, it is a little intimidating.
It's got to be intimidating. Being an opposing team coming into this field, the fans here are great. They have a lot of support from their fan base, a big sea of blue. Tonight's going to be electric. It's electric in the air right now. And, you know, we're still, you know, about an hour from kickoff, but this is going to be an amazing night tonight. Great weather. I'm already a little sweaty. I can't imagine the players are probably getting all jacked up right now, ready to go, and strap on the war bonnets and let's get business.
You know, you talk about the players getting ready to go. When I pulled in here just a little before 6, and down on the soccer track field down there, the team's down there full pads and they're going. They're going through warm-ups, and it wasn't full contact, but they were popping pads, and they're getting themselves ready to go. And that's fun to see. I mean, they're just ready to get after it.
Well, they know what they're facing tonight. Yeah. They know that the stages are on. And Centerville, Dan, we have a great deal of respect for them. We work with their youth programs and the guys and the people down there who have bought into their community. They go all out for their community and their team. And we know Centerville's going to come here tonight expecting to get a W, and they'll have the resources to get it done. So Albie's going to have to play its best against a very good Centerville program.
Oh, and I think that's what the coaches were working on. I want to make sure they understood that and they come ready to go. And it's, you know, all the fun and excitement of the week, and they got a chance to participate in some of those things, but that's over now, and it's to get down to football. Let's get a little dirty and see what happens.
Well, I love Coach Evans. We had a chance to visit with him in the preseason. You know, this is a guy that knows football. He loves kids. That's one of the common themes. That's one of the things I think Southern Iowa is really blessed with, is outstanding coaches that are good coaches of men. But he's going to have these guys ready.
Oh, it is. And, you know, you talk about that. These coaches, when you get a chance to really get them one-on-one and maybe the mic and the cameras aren't on, you really hear the heart of what they're doing. And it's very consistent.
You're listening to your Poplar pregame show, Rally Alley, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Get the call on 800-932-7163 for all your insurance needs, home, auto, life, health, farm. They can take care of it all at serving both Albion and Downs, their new location in Sheraton. And we're going to 2014. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Lana Stone, Executive Director of the Homestead of Abia. At the Homestead of Abia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
For a great selection and quality always, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. You'll save this week on Sure Fine Old Fashioned or Quick Oats 18-ounce boxes are just $1.39. There's a super buy on Campbell's Soups, 10.5 to 11-ounce cans, just 5 for $5. And mix up a batch of hot chili with Mrs. Grimes chili beans, just 79 cents for 15-ounce cans. Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
This is John Pabbs, proud Albia Community High School graduate and candidate for Monroe County Attorney. Go Big Blue. Let's go to the Dome. Again, keep up the great work.
Paid for by the John A. Pabbs Campaign Fund.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about, but it is one of the most important decisions you can make. Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albia makes speaking the insurance language easy for our clients and also offers a large array of insurance services from auto, home, health, life to investments and annuities. Ready to feel at peace of mind when it comes to insurance? Contact Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Services in Albia.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
And welcome back to the Monroe County Farm Bureau Friday Night Lights pregame show, and having a lot of fun out here. And we've got time to talk to Stephanie Kelly with the Monroe County Farm Bureau. And first of all, Stephanie, great time to be a Blue Demon.
Yeah, the Blue Demons are having a great start to their year, and we'll go ahead and keep the record going tonight.
And isn't homecoming a lot of fun? I mean, you're seeing a lot of familiar faces. The parade this afternoon was great. It's just a great time. Homecoming, everybody loves homecoming.
Absolutely, and we are having a good time tonight.
All right, well, we would like to talk about the Monroe County Farm Bureau. First of all, Stephanie, thank you for helping sponsor the Friday Night Lights pregame show. We appreciate having Monroe County Farm Bureau on board.
And we appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the Farm Bureau. Folks may not know a whole lot about what the Farm Bureau does, and you know, the question I have is, do you have to be a farmer to be part of the Monroe County Farm Bureau?
Absolutely not. Farm Bureau, we are not only the Iowa Farm Bureau and the Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're a multi-line insurance company, but we also are one of the top sponsors of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and we also have many different programs in the Monroe County community.
And, you know, we do hear a lot about the Iowa Farm Bureau, and it's great to have a strong local chapter, that being the Monroe County Farm Bureau.
Absolutely. In the Monroe County, we're just starting the Ag in the Classroom program. It's been going for about 11 years, so we're really excited that the third graders this year are just now starting to learn about what we do.
Ag in the Classroom. Tell us a little bit about that. So you guys go in, you bring in speakers to third graders. Tell us about Ag in the Classroom.
All right. Third graders in the Monroe County and surrounding areas have a coordinator. Jackie Huff goes into the classrooms once a month and teaches the kids about agriculture and how it affects them. They also have grants that they give money to help the teachers with resources. And then at the end of the year, we have our annual Ag Day at the fairgrounds.
Very good. Well, Stephanie, it's not just promoting agriculture, but you sell life insurance from, I suppose, what, 10,000 to 10 million, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And with September being the Life Insurance Awareness Month, just wanted to let everybody know that if they ever need anything, they can stop by the office here, help protect your loved ones if the unthinkable happens.
And if somebody wants to know a little bit more about the Farm Bureau, I know you guys have an active board. You're active in the community. I know they could stop out and see you. Tell us a little bit about how they can get in touch with you or maybe some of your other members or folks out in the office.
Sure. I am the agent in the office, so you can call our number here at 932-7873. Or you can get a hold of our board president, Brian Reed. He has a birthday tomorrow. He'll be 40, so
wow.
You could give him a call.
Are you sure Brian's only going to be 40?
That's what I was told.
No, I'm kidding, Brian. But so they can stop by the office. Tell us real quick where the office is or telephone number.
All right, 119 Washington Avenue East by Bluff Creek Archery, 932-7873.
The Monroe County Farm Bureau, sponsors of the Monroe County Farm Bureau Friday Night Lights pregame show. And good to have you on the program. Let's go get a Blue Demon victory, Steph.
All right. Come on, Blue Demons.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Now is the time to wean your calves. And Quality Ag Service has your best solution when it comes to a program to grow those calves. Stop by Quality Ag, west of Albia, on the new Old Highway 34 to see how you can maximize your calf check using transition weaning ration, followed up with Ranger Limiter. Jordan Haywood at Quality Ag is your cattle feeding expert, and he'll tailor a program for your specific situation. Call Quality Ag for all your cattle feed, and thank you for your business.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and Mediacom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
Welcome back, everyone, to tonight's pregame show with Albia Blue Demons taking on Centerville for homecoming. With me now is star senior on the defensive side of the Blue Demon squad, Justin Bossert. Justin, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you. Welcome.
You know, it's fun watching you, Justin. We watch the games, and people who are listening to us on radio, we don't always get a chance to call your name a lot. But, boy, when we tried to last week, I really noticed a lot of times where you're really taking care of your man and actually taking care of maybe one or two guys on the offensive side, helping to set up your teammates, specifically the linebackers. You know, talk about some of the different roles and responsibilities you have in those plays. I mean, it's not just random. You know, there's assignments you have, and what are some of the things you do to try to help your teammates make those sacks or tackles?
Well, on some of the plays, we have to shoot a gap, and we'll take the guy in front of us so that way our linebackers can get in there and blitz and get up there and make the play.
You know, as the game goes on, we especially noticed, I thought more in the second quarter and even in the second half, there were a lot of times where you were able just to truly manhandle your opponent. And there's just some good guys at North Polk last week. What's that feel like for you? You know, I mean, you can tell, can't you, that you're wearing the other guy down and he's not able to fight as hard?
Yeah, it feels good to be out there all summer and conditioning, and then just you can just feel him get tired and you can know it.
And you just kind of just, you got to smile every time when you come to the line of scrimmage, just knowing that you're going to beat that man no matter what he's doing.
Yep.
You know, that's, and you can see that. I mean, it's, and again, as the game goes on, you really saw where your energy level stays at that high level. It doesn't deplete like your opponents are. Tonight for Centerville, what do they have on their offensive line? How do we match up size-wise? What are you looking at against your opponents there?
Well, it's about pretty much evenly matched. They like to get up off the ball low and hard, but we're going to get up off low and faster.
You know, and I thought over the last since the first game of the season to now, I've really seen an improved quickness, quite honestly, in your step where you're really hitting those gaps, as you mentioned. You're really getting more pressure. We're starting to get where your name is getting called a lot more on getting in on those tackles. Is that something we're truly seeing, or is it just the quality of the opponent you're seeing is giving that opportunity? What do you think is happening in that respect?
Just as we keep going down the line, we just keep getting better and better and quicker and knowing what to do at all times.
Very good. You know, tonight is homecoming. Lots of pageantry and all kinds of excitement going on. It's been a full week for you. What's it mean to you coming into tonight's game, being a senior and homecoming? You know, does that take on any added meaning? Are you able to reflect on that or really have thoughts as to what it means to have your last homecoming game for Blue Demons?
Well, I just take on homecoming like it's just another game. It doesn't. It'll be sad to see it go, but.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. And you know, some of the activities this week, have you had a chance to go out and participate in some of the activities that the school's done? Or I know you guys are very busy with school and football, but have you had a chance to kind of get out there and have a little fun as well?
Yeah. Last night we had the Powder Puff team, and the seniors won. And
was there any question that the seniors will win with the coaching they have?
No, best coaches are out.
You know, and was there quite a talk a little bit about that? We haven't had a chance to talk on the pregame show here. You work with the girls, the senior girls, and you kind of teach them a little bit on some of the formations and schemes. And so, was there some time involved on nights and weekends, kind of getting them up to par?
Yeah, we had to spend a few nights after school, after practice, and get out there and show them what to do. They like to talk a lot, but we got around that.
Now, did you up downs or any gassers with them?
No, we didn't make them condition this year, but.
But that is kind of fun, and it is nice that you're able to participate in that too. You know, I know there's a big game, and
I like it better than tuna helping
myself.
To
keep first things first,
but
it's also kind of fun to be able to kind of have that extra stuff going on.
Real tomato ketchup,
tonight again is going to be a big game.
No, I got.
What do you expect from Centerville in terms of their ability to stay with you throughout the course of the game?
Now, wouldn't you know it?
You know, from what you're seeing on tape,
Army cuts my disability pension
because
it said that the plate in my head wasn't big enough.
They're going to come off.
I didn't want to ask you, Clark.
Quick, and
could you maybe spare a little?
Game goes on.
Extra cash.
Keep wearing them down and hitting them.
I fixed $2,000.
It'll last that long.
You know, do you guys, it's got to be, I think, a little bit hard in all candor
what
and all
is it?
Honesty. You know, Centerville knows is not the Centerville,
you
strongest
really
Centerville team that they've ever
great,
had. We certainly have the strongest team as we've ever seen in Abby's history. Is it a little hard to get yourselves motivated to play, you know, because you know they're, on paper, we outmatch them. They're undermatched. But is that hard to get yourself motivated for tonight?
No,
we just want to do our best
and play our best out there.
And then does it take a little extra meaning at all for the trophy for the Battle of Highway 5? Have you guys talked about that at all, or is that just something that comes along with it?
No, that's just something that comes along with it.
There you go, folks. There's star senior Justin Bossert on this Blue Demon football squad, defensive player. We're doing an outstanding job doing all the little things that help make this defense very active and aggressive out there. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Football Friday Night Live.
choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to grinnellmutual.com.
Welcome back to the Friday Night Lights. Monroe County Farm Bureau pregame show. Joe Millage in the Friday Night Lights studio. The crew gearing up here at the studio. All of the streams are on and active, but one will be in delay. Believe it or not, we have a lightning delay. Unbelievable. And that's Wayne. There is one cell in the whole state of Iowa centered right around southern Wayne County, and there must be some lightning in it. Because officials have delayed the start of the 7 o'clock kickoff for Wayne at homecoming, taking on Twin Cedars. But you can listen to that game once it gets underway on stream number 4. That's KIICradio.com, stream number 4, Twin Cedars at Wayne. Some of the other games we're covering here tonight, of course, Albie at homecoming as well, playing host to Centerville, the Battle of Highway 5. Sheraton on the road to Oskaloosa's homecoming tonight. That's on stream number 2. Stream number 3 has Eddieville Blakesburg-Fremont traveling to Pella Christian. And it's Davis County at Clark tonight. Davis County looking for their first win of the season. Also, North Mahaska headed to Colfax Mingo. That's stream number 6 at KIICradio.com. And it's Sigourney Kyoto at Mid Prairie, stream number 8 on our website. Or, of course, you can get those streams also on your smartphone device just by downloading the free KIIC Thunderbolt app. We'll also give you the scores as we get them in real time. That's using Thunderbolt. Stream number 9 has Ames at Ankeny tonight, courtesy Mouth of the Midwest Radio Network. It's Iowa City at Ottumwa for their homecoming tonight. Harmony goes to Moravia. Fort Madison is at Fairfield, and PCM of Monroe travels to Collins Maxwell Baxter. It's Roland Story at North Polk. We'll also have scores updating for you tonight for Montezuma at Belle Plaine. The Braves are unbeaten on the season as well. Melcher Dallas is at Seymour. It's Knoxville at Pella for their homecoming tonight. Southeast Warren plays host to Earlham. Tri-County travels to Colonesco. Pekin, also unbeaten on the season, goes to Van Buren. Waco of Wayland is at Cardinal. West Liberty plays host to Mediapolis. It's West Burlington at Williamsburg. Pleasantville goes to Bedford. Urbandale is hosting Indianola. Those scores plus more right here at Thunder Country KIIC's Friday Night Lights. And once again, Wayne of Corydon in a lightning delay. One little tiny cell popping up there in southern Wayne County right along the Iowa-Missouri border. That's the only threat of rain. They are going to be in a lightning delay for a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll be back with more, and we've got great interviews coming your way right here on Thunder Country KIIC. We've yet to talk to Coach Evans from Centerville, also Coach Staten from Albia, and more player interviews coming up next. It's Carter Isley on deck.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly our kite today?
Sure, but rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. But when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
This is TV 13's Keith Murphy. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights on Bonder Country.
Murphy just said Bonder Country?
I know, Andy. That's the way you say it.
I think it's Thunder Country.
Oh, Thunder! It sounds bigger, and this is a big show.
But this is southern Iowa, and I think they talk more like Couderay down there. Thunder.
Let's just get back to the show. Here's Jason, Dan, and Big T.
Welcome back. With me now is star junior tailback Carter, the Iceman Isley. Carter, coming off a great performance last week against North Polk, 288 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns. How do you feel after a game like that?
I feel pretty good about myself, but you always have to thank your line for making the big holes you go through, blocking all the way down the field, and the quarterback keeping the ball, acting like he has it. Everything has to go well for the plays to work and stuff, so I have to thank my team pretty much.
And me and Big T are always down on the sidelines every week, and the one thing that we are always impressed with is how these kids, they'll come and run, they'll hit you up high, but we just see your big, massive legs always keep on going. Is it something that the coaches keep on telling you to do, is move those legs, or does it just come natural? Or how do you get so good at making sure that your legs are always going?
Coaches always tell you to keep moving your legs, always keep pounding, always try to get that extra yard, and just always keep pushing.
This week is always rivalry week with Centerville coming in, but also it's homecoming week. There's lots of distractions out there during homecoming week. I'm sure Coach Dayton has talked about it. What's some of those things that you do on homecoming week, and how do you also stay focused with all these other distractions going on?
I don't know. You try to stay focused for the game. That's the real big part. But don't do anything crazy. Don't get anything that will get you in trouble or anything that might ruin the season, hurt your leg, or do something. Always just have a safe thing in mind.
And tonight's opponent is Centerville tonight. Talk a little bit about what the Centerville defense has done so far this year, and what coaches think is going to be happening against for their defense. Like what formations and things they typically run?
I think they run a 4-4 defense. We're going to try to pass the ball a lot, run it a lot, do whatever it takes to try to get downfield and score.
And you also play defensive line. Our star tailback playing defensive line is quite amazing how you're so big and so strong that you can actually play both sides of the ball and still be effective, not even looking tired. Is that maybe wrestling conditioning kicking in and some other things? How does a guy play tailback and defensive end?
Our coach, Tim Folkert, always conditions us pretty well in practice, so pretty sure I'm pretty good shape.
And played the defensive end spot tonight. What's some things that maybe will be seen with Centerville on the offensive side of the ball, and what's some things that Coach Folkert has talked about in practice in order to stop the Centerville attack?
When they're passing, they like to throw it deep a lot and like to run it up the middle quite a bit.
And tonight's opponent, Centerville, homecoming week. Is this going to be your first homecoming that you're actually going to be playing in, Carter, at Albia High School?
It'll be my first homecoming playing at Albia.
Well, best of luck. I hope that the rest of the season goes good, and also that you win tonight's big game against the Big Reds. Thanks so much for coming in this morning and doing this interview with us. We're listening to Friday Night Lights. We'll be right back.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal of Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get 4 lines and 10 gigs of data for just $140 a month. That's $20 less than Verizon and AT&T. Switch now and we'll pay off your old contract. So if you want to save money, go with U.S. Cellular. And if you don't, well, why not? U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New retail installment contracts and shared connect plan required. ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall. Well, no. No, he's not able to leap much of anything, really. Here is Jason Summers.
Welcome back. Homecoming 2014, Ironman Field, site of the oldest rivalry in high school football, Albia, Centerville Highway 5. And the battle's about to begin here in just a few short ticks. Little ticks, talking about ticks, T. That old clock is not ticking fast enough because I want to get this football game on.
Oh, man, you ain't kidding. Look at all these people. I mean, these people are ready to go.
Well, the fans are ready. The coaches are ready. The football players are ready. And one of those outstanding football players is none other than Luke, I'm not your father, Sarver. And what a night he had, Luke Sarver, running the football. But what we haven't seen last week, I think we'll see tonight, is that is Luke throwing the football, because I believe Centerville is going to put 8-9 guys in the box and sell out to the run, and that's where Luke Sarver will shine. Dan Stocker had a chance to catch up with Luke, and let's go down to Dan now with Luke Sarver.
Thank you, Jason. With me now is star senior and quarterback on the Blue Demon squad, Luke Sarver. Luke, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's a special night tonight. Not only is it a football game, Football Friday, but it's also homecoming, and you're a senior. This is your last homecoming. Have you had a chance to reflect on that and given any thought to what that means to you, given the magnitude of the extra activities going on?
You know, I haven't really been to any of the extra activities till last night at the coronation and the stuff. I've been actually studying. So, but you know, it's just looking back, you know, thinking this is my last year, it's a weird feeling, and knowing that this is my last homecoming I'm going to be as a Blue Demon, it's just something that is special, and it's a bittersweet. So I'm looking forward to the future, but I'm definitely ready for the present. So,
you know, I know Coach Staten talks a lot about it, and I know you guys firmly believe that, you know, the most important game is the next one on the schedule, and I get that, and it should be. But it always a homecoming at Centerville. And yes, it is the next game, but what's that mean to you to have, you know, Centerville be your homecoming game? That's a bitter rivalry. We go against them in everything. What's that mean for you, taking on that opponent?
In Battle of Highway 5, what can get better than that? You know, we've always had a great competition between each of our schools, and it's special to be able to play with these guys and this group of coaches, and you know, it's been an amazing year, and to have a homecoming like this one with our rivals is truly amazing.
You know, we talked last week coming in the game with Matt Baker, and he was talking about how you guys continue to work on developing the playbook, which is normal coming through the year, and you put in 5 new pass plays, and last week I don't recall seeing any of those new pass plays. What's going on there, and what should we know about that?
I can recall we tried to throw 2 times last week, but you know, our run game is working, so we're going to stick to our run game. But as we develop our run game, the defense is going to have to figure out something how to stop it. So what we're banking on is the more teams we play, they're going to stack the tackle box, and they're going to try and stop our inside run. And when they do that, that brings up a bunch of options for our passing game and some quick pitches and stuff. So I'm really excited to see what happens the next couple of games.
You know, and I am too, and I think we'll certainly see that. That was my thought last week, is at some point teams will just start putting 8, 9, or 10 in the box, thinking that's all we've got. And that's got to really light your eyes up when that happens. What are some of your favorite pass plays? You know, we've seen early on, it looks like, you know, that shotgun and the direct steps back look really effective, you know, in terms of the line giving the protection you need, you getting your chance to set. And rollouts, you're very elusive, you know, but sometimes the pressures come a little bit. What are some of the plays that you would prefer to run on that pass plays?
I like when we run shotgun and we spread the field out. That is probably my favorite formation to run out of is our spread offense, but we have our sprint outs out of our balance line, and you know, it's just fun, and we can get those out routes. We're gonna be open all night. We have fast, athletic kids on the running our routes for us, and our line does an amazing job blocking, but they haven't had much practice pass blocking, but we plan on getting to that this next couple games when those defensives step up and try to stop our run game. But, you know, if they can't stop a run game, let's just keep running the ball right down their throats. I mean, I don't – giving the ball off to going to be a 1,000-yard rusher is going to be a great feeling.
That's hard to argue with that. What do you know about Centerville? You know, what are their tendencies on the defensive side? What have you seen on film?
Their defensive line really likes to crash hard inside, so we got to stop their penetration, because we've run our trap play. They crash that end, and that end might on the backside, and that end might be able to run our back down from the backside, which we have made adjustments to where our tight end or our front side tackle just brush block them to make them take a wider route. So those are some things, and you know, no one's really passed on them much, so we don't really know much about their secondary, but we're gonna move the ball. I'm confident every game we're gonna move the ball. That's just what we do. We move the ball.
And you guys have shown that certainly through four games, very effective, and especially as the game goes on, we just continue to wear down the opponents. With it being homecoming, you know, halftime takes a little longer. There's a little more pomp and circumstance that goes on and all the gala that is homecoming. Does that throw you off any, having that extra time? Is there a routine for you, or do you just kind of roll with it as the game progresses?
We're a team that when obstacles come, we make the adjustment and we carry on. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow or tonight, and it's going to be fun.
Well, there you go. I can't say enough how much fun it is to continue to watch you guys play, especially at the high level. We continue to wear teams down. The offense is certainly a very capable and potent unit. Let's go out there tonight and get a Blue Demon win.
Thank you, Dan.
Again, that's star senior on this Blue Demon squad, Luke Sarver. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Football and Friday Night Lights.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Have you test-driven the New Holland T7 Series tractors at Bowser Equipment in Albia? Brute power never felt so good. Eight models range from 100 to 195 PTO horsepower with a leading selection of transmissions, including CVT or full power shift transmissions. All with the smoothest, quietest, most spacious cab in the business with the award-winning Sidewinder 2 armrest controls. Bowser Equipment in Albia invites you to stop by for a New Holland T7 Series tractor test drive. Brute power never felt so good.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774. Back in the Friday Night Lights studio, Joe Millage and company. Got some games that kicked off at 7 o'clock with some scores already. Pella Christian leads Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 7-0 in the first quarter. Also, Pekin up on Van Buren 7-0 also in the first quarter. I believe those are the only two scores. We will mention that Wayne is in a lightning delay right now, and that's because of the only storm cell in all of Iowa is hovered over Wayne County. And again, they have restarted the lightning clock another 30 minutes, so they're going to be late getting underway in Wayne as they play host to Twin Cedars for Wayne's homecoming in Corydon. All right, let's catch up here with Jason Summers. Jason has Albia's defensive coordinator.
With me now is the defense coordinator for the Zambia Blue Demon defense, Coach Chad O'Differ. Coach, this defense has been playing lights out. You're really shutting down. And the offense you're facing, you've seen a lot of different offenses. Guys and teams that like to throw the ball around the field, they'll run at you, and some really good competition. But you got to feel really proud about the way your guys have stepped up and handled these first four games.
Yeah, I think we've played well in the first four games, and you know our goal is always to improve. So there's some room for improvement, and that's our goal tonight, is to take a step forward and do some things better that we've been struggling with, and hopefully we do those things and we continue to get better.
Aggressive physical defense, Coach, but one of the things that's really stood out to me in these first four games is the IQ of this football team. These guys are really handling their responsibilities, and they've got it figured out.
Yeah, and I think that's been the guys being in the system a little bit and knowing what their responsibility is and what their job is, and just going out there and executing that, and you know, putting themselves in good positions to make plays and create turnovers, and the guys have done a great job with that.
Well, focus and execution is a difficult combination on a homecoming week, overcoming all the things that are pulling your guys' mind. That's got to be the biggest challenge of this particular week.
Yeah, you worry about that. There's a lot of distractions out there. But, you know, after all those distractions are over, I think, you know, 2 to 3 hours before the game, the kids really do a good job of focusing in. And I think our meeting was good, and I think the kids are ready to play. And I think a rivalry game helps that. I think they want to play well against the crosstown rivals, and I think they're going to come out ready to play.
Centerville, a coach in the past, is to like to spread things out and throw the football, and not so certain that they have the same personnel as they've had in the past. So what do you guys see on tape that they're going to maybe throw at you this year?
Yeah, they like to mix it up. They have some power formations where they really want to run the football at you, and then they spread you out. And when they spread you out, they want to throw the football. So we have to, you know, we have to be disciplined and know what they want to do out of certain formations, and then just execute, you know, try to play at a high level, and try to be consistent for 48 minutes.
Coach Chad Oda for the defensive coordinator for the Zambia Blue and football team. We'll be right back after this quick timeout.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs, and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow wishing the Albia Blue Demons great success in 2014. I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney on November 4th. Go Big Blue!
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
You know, the crew here at Friday Night Lights gave me a turkey leg to gnaw on. I'm sitting outside the truck chewing on this thing, and then I realize, boom, this is a cow's leg, not a turkey leg.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Okay, here we go. Are you still with Fent? And on the Monroe County Farm Bureau Friday Night Lights pregame show, it's our honor to have our good friend Chuck Evans, head coach of the Centerville Big Red. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And, Coach, it must feel pretty good coming off of a decisive victory last week. You got a win, and it really helps propel you into this week.
Yeah, it does. It just makes practice feel a lot better, and you know, it shows that the kids, if they keep working hard, good things could happen. And everything came together for us last Friday against Clark, and it was a good win to get it home.
35-14, if I'm not mistaken. Coach, what were those takeaways? What were those things that really clicked? Obviously, your offense racked up some good points on the scoreboard, but what else did you like from last week?
Well, what I liked was just the overall effort by the kids for four quarters. We were up at halftime 28-0. And sometimes in the second half, you know, things get a little sloppy and carried away. But the kids played hard, and we got everybody on the field. And that was a plus. Plus, we, you know, ended up putting another 7 points on the board. So we got through the game, got a win, got through the game without any injuries, and everybody got to play. So it was a win-win for everybody.
A tough road schedule here to start out the season, and now you come up Highway 5 to Albia. It's the battle of Highway 5, and it doesn't matter which team is up or which team is down. It's always a close matchup, close game, and that's what we expect here tonight in Albia.
Yeah, it's always been a good rivalry. This is my fourth game in the rivalry. In the first year, we won 3-0 up there, and probably one of the more ugliest, exciting games that I've been associated with. And then Albia came down to our house the following year and won 7-0. And then last year, Albia put a good thumper on us, 58-6. So hopefully, we can show up and then have a good ball game. It's going to be a great evening with the temperatures probably in the high 70s when we kick it off. So yeah, it should be a huge crowd, playoff type atmosphere. So and I know it's Albia's homecoming, so it just adds just a little bit more intensity to the rivalry.
And I'm sure you haven't told your kids that it's Albia's homecoming, that you could catch them looking the other way.
No. Coach Dayton built a very, very fine program there at Albia, and that was reflective of getting to the Dome last year. And I know those kids have gotten a taste of it, and they like to finish the job this year. So I know that Coach will have them focused for our game, and that's the only game they're worrying about. And I know that he keeps his kids under a short leash. So I know that they've had some homecoming festivities, but I'm sure the kids are focused for us coming up there tonight.
And, Coach, I believe it's your junior, Tate Felton, is your quarterback. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, Tate's a good-sized kid. He's about 6'3", 212 pounds, and can move. And he does a nice job running our offense. He had a little experience last year under Michael Starcevich when Mike went down against Fairfield. Tate came in and had a nice ball game over at Fairfield. So we've used that experience to our advantage, and he's grooming in to be a nice quarterback.
Oh, that's good to hear. And tell us a little bit about some of your other skill positions, Coach, and then we'll leave it there.
Okay, sounds great. Graydon Schmidt, senior, he's pretty much known more for his track accolades than anything else. He's the speed on the ball club. He can line up in the backfield. He can line up in the slot position and, try to get the ball to him as much as possible with his speed. And then also a wide receiver, Hunter Cowan, 6'2" kid, plays basketball, good hands. He does a nice job out there. And then another kid that's coming on for us, Taylor Misetich, a junior running back, and he had a real nice game against Clark. So the game against Clark gave our kids a lot of confidence, and we're looking forward to the game tonight up at Albia.
Very good, Coach. Well, thank you so much for always being generous with your time here with us, and we always look forward to seeing you up here, and it's always a good game between Albia and Centerville, and good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That's Chuck Evans, Centerville Big Red. We'll be back with more on the Friday Night Lights pregame show right after this on Thunder Country.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Hi, this is Jason Sutton.
Service to our United States of America. Also to the families whose loved ones were in harm's way. We thank you and we salute you. God bless America. Would you please stand and show the proper respect for the singing of our national
They honored our patriots, choir. Our veterans. And here is our choir singing the national anthem.
Oh, say. Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fights, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant. streaming, and the rocket's regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Jimmy talks about the 3D of the football field, Big T, and that 3D of the national anthem right in front of us, that was something of beauty.
Man, that was good. They sang this awesome song today for the homecoming assembly too, and it was Mr. Steinis has done just a great job with this choir.
Well, the choir's got us ready. The band's on the field. The football team will be coming out here in just a moment. Right now, we want to hear from our head coach. Head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Shaden just a moment ago. Here's what he had to say about tonight's football game.
With me now is the head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staden. Coach, first 4 weeks in the books, and you find yourself in one of the more difficult weeks of the entire year, and it has nothing to do with your opponent, but everything to do with the focus and concentration of a football team, and maybe one of the more challenging weeks as a coach.
Well, also, it's good to have all the room we need in the press box and not have to be all crammed into one little tiny corner. So I'm happy for that. And this is an important week. It's the most important game on our schedule. It's the next one, and that's the way we have to look at it. This team is going to come in trying to notch a win in their win column, and we're going to try to play our best. And if that happens, we'll be the victors in the game. But first, we have to take care of our business and do our 1/11th each and every man. If you back off for a minute, they'll take advantage of you. Centerville is Centerville. They always give Albie the best game they've got, and we've seen that in the past, and I expect to see it again tonight.
Coach, the running game's been outstanding for you guys. You got a running back that's approaching 1,000 yards. If he's on pace to get there tonight, he's going to get a lot of the calls on the broadcast tonight. I'm certain of it. But I'll tell you what, what's really stood out is the way that this offensive line has put together their dance that they're doing on the football field, and they've been impressive here in the first 4 weeks.
Well, our goal is not to get 1,000 yards for an individual. Our goal is to move the sticks, and if it happens to be him that's moving them, then he'll get the calls. If it's one of the other backs, then they'll get it. We dance with the lady that we brung to the dance, and if she quits dancing, we'll go to another one. But as long as they're doing their job, they're going to get their fair share of the carries. And while they're gaining those yards, remember there's some people up front opening up holes. And the linemen are the starting block for sensational runs, and we have to give them some praise and credit along the way.
Coach, talk about Centerville. What have you seen on tape in terms of what do we expect that they try to do defensively?
Well, expect them tonight to put 9 or 10 guys in the box trying to stuff our running game. They don't think we can pass probably because we didn't throw at all in that last game, but we can throw, and it'll be up to us then to get the ball to the receivers and get them to move out of that 10-man in the box front that I expect to see right from the get-go.
Coach, talk about not even throw the football. Luke Sarver is as lethal with his feet as he is with his arm, and what really maybe sets Luke apart is the way he carries out the handoffs, the way he carries out his fakes. He really is a salesman out there on the football field, and the play action is going to really open up as the season continues to go along for you guys.
Well, we drill all our backs on carrying out their fakes and making it more difficult for the linebackers and secondary to see where the ball is. That's part of the thing of a wing T offense. You want to keep them guessing about where the ball is, and the better the fakes are, the better the offense goes. And Luke Sarver has worked really hard to perfect the skills of his position and is working to get better.
The defense tonight, Coach, outstanding defense the entire season. Centerville's been a dynamic football team in the past. They've been able to run. They've been able to throw the football. A little different personnel this year, but imagine they're trying to accomplish the same things.
Well, offense and defense should be like ham and eggs. They go together. And the offense must not put the ball on the 20-yard line and then say, okay, defense, hold them out. That's not a good combination. And offense got to take care of the ball, move the sticks. The defense got to get after their running backs and quarterback and complement each other. And then we got to slide that kicking game in there and make sure that it's functioning.
Coach, I'm going to ask you to get in the kitchen with me here. Let's make up a Bludeman victory and tell me what those recipes are.
Blocking and tackling and fewest mistakes. That'll be the team that wins the game.
Head coach Jerry Staton, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, just moments before opening kickoff. Don't go anywhere. We're right back with the keys to tonight's football game and your opening kickoff. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
In the insurance business, you think differently about a customer when you stand in the middle of his dreams. When she serves you breakfast every Saturday morning. When his son plays on the same team as your son. When you live down the street from your customers, you make sure they get covered right. And you make sure you're there when they need you. That's the way it's done around here. Grinnell Mutual, a policy of working together. To find a Grinnell Mutual agent near you, go to grinnellmutual.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ironman Field, the Battle of Highway 5, about to unfold before our very eyes and through your stereo headsets. Glad to have you along on this Football Friday Night Light all over the world. You can join us at KICRadio.com or download the free Thunderbolt app. And how about, Dan, the delivery we got tonight, courtesy of the Albia Brewing Company, and delivered.
The breadsticks right out of the oven. They melt in your mouth.
Buddy,
the pizza is to die for.
Keep your hands off
that pie. Guys, it is getting so well known. One of the officials, when he came up to hand the cards up, asked about the pizza.
That's the legit story.
He said, when's the pizza get here? I'm like, it'll be here in a few minutes, dude. And he has to go out and do a ball game.
Well, hopefully we'll get a couple of calls going our way because we're holding back a piece.
Brian, thank you very much. So do appreciate the pizza and the breadsticks, as always. Outstanding.
Cousin Eddie and Big C walking out to the 50-yard line. Going to catch up with the coin toss is about to take place. And we're going to get down to Big T and Cousin Eddie on our In the Trench Report. But let's go out to midfield where on our wireless one, two mics, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home in Albia.
Hey guys, it is our honor and privilege to be here tonight, all right? It's a rivalry game tonight. Let's show good sportsmanship, have fun tonight, right? Okay, White, you won the toss, correct? You chose to receive. Blue, you chose to kick from the toss, correct? All right, if you would, put your backs in that goal. White, step over here. To receive on this end. Shake hands. We'll get started, guys. Good luck.
And you heard it right there. Albia will get the choice in the second half. As Centerville won the toss, they elected to receive. So Albia's defense will be on the field first. And Cousin Eddie coming across the green out there, buddy. How was the eyes of those football players?
Oh, they're ready. I'm ready. I want to put his helmet on right now and get out there with them.
Big T, Cousin Eddie, down on the wireless one and two mics, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. Let's get your In the Trench Report brought to you by Big T Auto Knoxville and Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa. T, what's the keys in the trench tonight?
You know, Ed, I think one of the keys tonight for In the Trench is, you know, it looks like the Centerville maybe not be that big, you know, but they might be quick. I mean, what do we have to do to kind of counteract that?
It goes back to technique. It's footwork. your assignments and you're getting off the ball. You know, you got to, you know, the count and you get off the ball and drive.
All right, you're about ready to set off for your People's State Bank kickoff. Let's get to the keys to tonight's football game, brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let them find the car that's just right for you.
The key tonight, Jason, is focus. You know, it's homecoming. Focus on the game at hand. There's much bigger things at play here than homecoming. It's the season. Yes, it's a rivalry game. It is important. But be focused and go out and play football.
All right. The field condition report brought to you by the Albia Country Club, Golf and Country Club. Man, I don't know if we got a better night for football.
Go Blue!
And he just nods his head yes. Yep. We'll get the field condition report. But right now, your People's State Bank opening kickoff, ready, set, go, and we're underway here. Here's the kickoff return by, and a big
fumble.
And looking around, he comes
up.
Brett Presswater with the ball, picks that ball up.
Bryce Leshen with a ton of brick hits, courtesy of 3D Paint Body. When your vehicle gets hit by a ton of bricks like Bryce Leshen did right there to the Centerville Big Red, you can see Randy. He'll get you back on the road, and that is a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. Join him at the river when you're looking for a turnover in your life. And Albia, gentlemen, right out of the gate, special teams being big for Albia, Dan.
Yeah.
That's a way to get things started here at homecoming.
Well, that's absolutely, you know, we get the ball second half, and you also start the game with the ball. So that's a great way for them to start. But look for them to get a quick score here.
Right at the 20-yard line of Centerville, Albia with the first possession. Sarver hands it off to Carter the Iceman Isley inside the 15-yard line. Gets down to about the 18, a gain of nearly 7 on first down. Boy, I'll tell you what, that is how you get a game started, Cousin Eddie.
That's setting the tone right there. That's a great, great way to start the game here.
Second down, and let's call it a long three for the Blue Demons. We'll get your starting lineups after this play. Luke Sarver comes to the line of scrimmage. Hands it off. Kieran Judge over to the left side. Moving forward. Oh, Sarver. No.
Isley.
Oh, my gosh. Isley with the football. You talk about making a sale there, Big T. Luke Sarver sold the handoff to Judge. Judge looked like he had the football. Luke then looked like he had the football. Nobody knew who had the football, but Carter Isley was the one on the carry all the way down to the 1 yard line.
Luke's a master. Luke's a master at hiding that football. Wow.
Houdini at quarterback for Albia. Luke Sarver under center. From the 1 yard line, handoff straight ahead. Carter, the Iceman Isley, in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia. A Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home. Touchdown, the cannon goes off. The Roco Locomotive lets all of Southern Iowa know that Albia just scored, and that's how you get things going.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing that's out there, and we haven't had a chance to talk too much about it. Great to see Hunter Gerst out there leading the way out there. He's a young man who's actually sprained some ligaments in his leg there, but kind of hobbling around really bad on Monday. Yesterday, I came to record starting lineups, and there was no doubt this young man was going to play his senior year homecoming.
Oh, see, that is how you script a opening drive on homecoming. I got your mic.
Big old, starting off with getting the big old hit on special teams and forcing the fumble, and then picking it up, and offensive line, they are ready to go. I can see it in their eyes, and they're firing off the ball and making some crucial blocks out there.
Looks like offsides on Centerville.
You know, we talk about the size of this team here, and T was referencing that. You know, when you defensively across the front, which is something we've not seen for Albia. We're much bigger. They got 188, 188, 200, 200, and so we're definitely going to have a size advantage up front.
Here comes the extra point attempt. The kick is up. It is long enough and out on to B Avenue. Good enough. And there's a cannon and the Locomotive to tell us it was good enough. We'll be right back. Well, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio where Jay Mills manned the Friday Night Lights big board as the scores start to roll in on this football Friday night.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. We do have one game in lightning delay, believe it or not. It's at Wayne, a one strong cell in southern Wayne County, postponing that game for the moment with Twin Cedars at Wayne. Pella Christian leads Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont 13-0. It's scoreless right now and just underway at Oskaloosa, where Sheraton is at Oski. Albia now up on Centerville here, 7-0. It's Colfax Mingo 7, North Mahaska 6, Mint Prairie Wellman 13, Sigourney Keota 7. Some other scores of interest: Pekin 21, Van Buren 0, and Pleasantville leads Bedford right now 7-0. All the scores, one station, Thunder Country, KIIC. Let's go back live to Ironman Field.
All right, here comes your People's State Bank kickoff. Their new mobile app, ready, set, go. This one fielded from the 10-yard line. On its way across the 20, looking for some blockers, and right there to snuff things out is at Blue Demon Special Teams. And Dan, that was the punter's shoe, and that's going to be out of bounds at the 49-yard line. So Albia, with its first two possessions, begin on the Centerville side of the football field, and Albia with a short field to work it. Let's take a look at your United Country Hawkeye Real Estate starting lineups. Let their experienced staff at United Country help you get started with your dream house, farm, recreation, or lifestyle property. Give them a call today, serving all of Southern Iowa.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Baker!
Ryan Joe Romanco, offensive guard.
Baker, one play from the 49-yard line to light it up. Matt Baker, 49 yards from Luke Sarver. And Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, and Albia scores again. And with a little under 2 minutes off the clock, Dan, Albia's got two scores on the board.
That's really hard, folks. We're wanting to get you the starting lineups. This Blue Demon squad goes way too quick for us to get all the production in that we want to. But a great pass over the middle. We talked about that Albia hasn't had the opportunity to throw. They haven't needed to. But they've been really dying to get breakout and show some of the pass plays and the abilities that Luke has. And Matt Baker, what a great run and route and touchdown.
He was untouched. Albia ran the football for 450 yards last week.
Energy, and you got to expect another possession here. They want to take the game and get it over with early, and the way to do it is to be commanding up front.
Here's a blitz on a little screen play. It's going the other way. Going the other way. Josiah Harris off the ground. Picked it in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
It's a flag.
Flag on the field.
It's coming back.
Might be a defensive hit, a late hit. Maybe they might rule it, although I thought it was a nice
roughing it passer.
Oh, my. Folks, that was an incredible interception. Josiah Harris, the ball looked like it was going to go right to the ground. He picked that up. I don't know. Wow. That, I don't know. While they're marking off the penalty, let's get your United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate starting lineups, your defensive starting lineups.
Brendan Bassett, DN. Justin Bossard, tackle.
Trevor Bradford, tackle.
Josiah Harris, DN.
Ryan Sarver, outside linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Blake Wallace, linebacker.
Bryce Session, linebacker.
Tony Lushing, cornerback.
Brandon Hampson, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Nice job.
Centerville with the football after the mark off, and here's a running in open space. Number 11,
number three, Taylor Misetich.
They got the numbers kind of goofy on my little stat sheet. They got them off by position, and then so I don't have it necessarily numerical. But a first down pickup right there. Boy, that was a huge penalty, guys. That went from an Albia touchdown to a Centerville inside the 35-yard line of Albia.
And Coach Staten certainly doesn't want any silly penalties like that. And I don't think it was intentional. They were just going after it, but just a step late, and unfortunately the penalty was called.
Here's a quick pass to the flat, incomplete. Albia getting some pressure to the quarterback.
Tate Felton, actually coming out of kind of a fullback position, but boy, a nice big, tall 6'3 receiver. Gets a lot of reception yards as well as a few carries. Actually was the starting quarterback to start the season.
Brett Kozarich, the quarterback here. Just a sophomore, folks. Watching him over the years, going to be out.
Zone all the kids. I've worked with him in baseball, and you have it too. Baseball, basketball, football. He really does a great job with all these kids, and Brett's the real deal. Really great athlete.
Three receivers to the right side. Out of the shotgun, Kozarich. Abby showing blitz. Here comes the pressure. Throwing back, throws it across the field, and incomplete. A little slant pattern that well defended by the Blue Demons. Albie's doing a good job out there in coverage, and once again on this football Friday night, the D-backs are being tested.
You know, and look, and kid's got a good arm, and but you know, totally Tony Leshen had that one sniffed out right there. He just about had a pick.
I think to that point, he gets so much pressure. The line's just not able to hold back most teams. You know, he does have a great arm. He's very capable, but he's only got a 38% completion rate, and that's just a symbol of the fact that he can't get a good throw and get himself set.
Third down now and 10-4 Centerville. Albia with a 14-0 lead here. 9:27 to go. Opening quarter. You're just joining us. Albia's put 14 points upon the board in a minute and 58 seconds. Three out to the right side. They'll send a man in motion. Centerville to this left side. Now they'll have trips over here to the near side of the field. Quarterback throws a little screen pass. Complete. But right there in coverage, Ryan Sarver. went to the library and read that book. And that's a quick pass that goes for naught here, about a half a yard gain. Dan, great job by Sarver sniffing that one out.
And if not for that, you know, they ended up with a man in motion. There's three guys on this side. We only had two over here in coverage to cover it. But Ryan is so strong, he gets through what was the intended block by one of the slot backs and able to make that play. And if that doesn't happen, that play's got a chance to go somewhere because we didn't shift over, I don't think, as we should have on that zone coverage.
Say hi to James and Amy Brown. I know they're listening down in Centerville. They're rooting for their big red, but
high snap.
Great friends. Here's the ball on the ground. The punter is being brought down all the way back to the midfield stripe. They're going to mark it on the Albia side of the 50. So Albia will start first time tonight on the Albia side of the 50-yard line for the offense. Let's get your offensive starting line. It's brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate. Let them help you find that dream home or farm recreation property. Give them a call at Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate.
Hunter Gertz, offensive line, front side tackle.
Ryan Joe Romanco, offensive guard.
Elijah William Bishop, center.
Hunter D. Bakanich, backside guard.
Nicholas Edwardkowski, backside tackle.
Deanna George, Henry Yosing, tight end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Jim McGuire, judge, fullback.
Carter A. Isley, running back.
Luke Steven Sarver, quarterback.
Nate John Hoverman, wide receiver.
Little flare pass to the halfback Isley out of the backfield. He takes that one all the way inside the 40-yard line. A pickup of about 13. Albia explosive tonight on offense. See, I really love the rhythm Albia has with this offensive team.
Yeah, they're really clicking today. They have come to the game definitely focused and definitely playing to what they have been playing all year. And that last play to Carter Isley, he made one guy miss, and he went for about 20 yards.
Second down, or first down and 10 for the Blue Demons. Here's, again, Sarver rolls back, throws it to Isley on the other side. Gets by a defender, gets a block. On his feet inside the 30, 25, 20, it's a foot race. And Carter Isley will be tripped up inside the 20-yard line. And Dan, as he caught the football, the defender, the outside linebacker was there, and he just stiff-armed him. And when I say stiff-armed him, he literally de-cleated him.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gannon Olsen came back at the tight end spot, had a great clear-out block on another backer. And I think what you're seeing, and Kristen alluded to it a moment ago, but with the plays they're doing something different. These guys are ready to play because it's something they haven't been able to show off yet, their ability to pass the ball. So that really helps get them focused on such a big game.
Another first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank. Here's Carter Isley inside the 10 to the goal line. Touchdown, Isley. There's a fumble as he went across the goal line, gentlemen. I thought the ball came loose. It did. And that will be a touchback. Isley on his way across the goal line. The ball fell out, and it landed into the end zone. And right there to cover it up was a big red. And I'll tell you what, he was in for a touchdown.
I want to see the video replay on that.
Yeah, I'd like to. We don't have an angle, obviously, but boy, it sure looked like it crossed the plane before it dropped. He was doing a great job following Connor McDonough, who was out there lead blocking out of the guard spot, just doing a great job of trucking out there. It sure looked good. I agree with you, Cousin Eddie.
T, you're down there in that south end zone.
Yeah, if I would have had one of those little red beanbag thingies, I would have thrown it on the field.
8 minutes to go here, opening quarter, folks. If you're just joining us, Albia, 14-0 over Centerville. I formation this time for the big red. Little counterplay going the other way. Met at the line of scrimmage and brought down.
Trevor Blackford. Trevor. I love that kid's motor. Come out of that defensive tackle spot there and just plowed right through and got the tackle.
Boy, he's entertaining when he's on the sidelines. And he is fun to watch as a football player out there. Boy, he's a big boy, too.
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting, too, they brought in Justin Bosser, a pregame interview, and bringing out Carter Isley, letting him come talk to the coaches so he doesn't have to go both ways, talk about what happened on that last play. And this is the depth of this team where you're allowed to do that now with these guys. You can just work them in and out and do great.
Quarterback rolls back. Here's a three demons right in his face, brought down for a loss on the play. He did a heck of a job of just getting away the first two defenders as Brandon Bassett and Justin Bosser were right on top of him, Dan, and a great job by Kozarich to find a way to get something out of it.
Whoa.
A loss of a yard on the play, but it could have been
It was
five.
A loss of five, yeah. It was absolutely a loss of 5 yards on that play. And Justin Bosser, who's been really getting more aggressive as the season's gone along, right in on the first hit, and Brandon Bassett was able to finish it off as well.
Cousin A, they are winning it up front, the Blue Demons.
And they're also sending linebackers. It seems like they're doing a lot of blitzing and putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Power eye once again. Tight formation here for the big red. Here's a quick pitch trying to go to the right side. Abby doing a good job. Meeting the backfield, a loss of a five on the play. And the Blue Demons cover that thing up, and that is not.
Blake Bear and Bryce Lester and Ryan Sarver. Just your free safety, your safety coming right in there and getting that tack on the backfield.
Wow. It reminded me of a week ago when Carter Isaac looked like he had a black cape on when he was carrying the Comets down the field. Tonight it was Albia covering up the white of this Centerville running back. Fourth down again. Here comes the punter out of the end zone. It's a short punt. Going to bounce at the 40. Gets away from Leshen. And that will be downed at the 45-yard line. So Albia once again with a short field to work with.
On Centerville's half of the 50, 45 yards to go for hopefully a score. We've had a couple turnovers there.
We'll get a quick scoring update. Albia on the first down here at the 45-yard line. Jay Mill, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, let's leave you guys on live because I'd hate to miss any of the action here. Tumwa leads Iowa City High 7-0. Colfax Mingo trails North Mahaska now 13-7. Sheraton has scored on Oskaloosa 7-0. Sheraton leads in the whole state, all classes, all districts, in touchdowns. 15, 14 of those from TJ Hawkinson. Back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
Here's Carter Isley on his way inside the 35, the 30, still running downfield inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. Carter Isley.
We thought last week with a 9.4 average he was doing a good job. Right now he's on like a 20-yard average every carry.
You know,
that's 21 yards.
He has a chance to go over 1,000 yards tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, coming at a high 800, 880 on the season, or 836, excuse me. And, he's very well, easily can get to that 1,000-yard mark. He leads all runners in 2A. He's sixth in the whole state in all classes.
Power eye formation again for Albie. Here's Isley over the left side. A big gaping hole again to run through. Gets tripped up as he enters the 20-yard line. A pickup of six. And, T, when a six-yard gain is not the best of the night. You're doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good. You know, you got to hand it to those guys up front, though. They're making these big gaping holes. And, you know, just like Dan said earlier, Connor McDonough, what a great lead block all the way down to the end zone.
5:19 to go opening quarter, 14-0 Albia. Here's Isley once again over the right side this time inside the 15-yard line. Looks like he's close to the first down marker.
They're going to say it's down. Ball came out at the end, but down by contact there.
T down there along the sidelines. Tim, it's going to be pretty close here.
I'll check it.
But did they know that Carter was running that? That's a first down.
Yeah, exactly.
He ran it twice. That's a first down.
You guys are just going to set the chains down and say, why do we need these
things? Half a yard.
Albia, half a yard short here at the 15-yard line of Centerville. On the march once again. 14-0 Blue Demons, 4:43 to go. Offset eye formation here for the Blue Demons. Here's Kieran Judge, straight ahead, has the first down, keeps his feet moving, still on his feet inside the 10-yard line. Boy, I love the way he ran there. See, the initial hit that was at defensive front of Centerville, but Kieran kept those legs moving, came off those hits, and moved to the left side, got the first down.
Yeah, that's that 450-plus pound squats kicking in there. His legs are just massive, and he keeps those things going at all costs.
Big C on the wireless 2 mic, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. First and 10, Blue Demons. Just outside the 10-yard line, here is Isley over the right side, cutting it up to the 5, and brought down as he is about a yard short of that goal line. And, Cousin Eddie, you're standing there in the north end zone looking back at that offensive line from the south. Man, you got to see. It looks like tunnels out there.
They're like part in the Red Sea there. They're opening up the hole.
Yeah, and let's give credit here, too. Out there right now is Jacob West, who we've seen in a reserve role, but he's coming out there. He's come in for Hunter Gerst, again, who's kind of working that ankle, and they want to take it easy on him, not have him overexert. But
good
job.
Isley in for the Albia. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman, Isley, the Roco locomotive, the thunder of the cannon out of the north end zone, and Albia puts another six up on the old scoreboard, 20-0 Blue Demons.
Can't beat that, Jason. That's just good hard running. They went back to what works for them, and you can't argue with the success of the line. And, again, we've got enough guys that we can rotate in and out, and we see that number of bodies coming.
3:51 to go here. There is a River Life Family Worship turnover. Yeah. All turnovers brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them every Sunday morning, 9:30. How about that, Stocker? How about that?
You got to like that. That's, again, that defense being very aggressive and getting after. Hey, Jason, I got another thing here tonight. We got all kinds of fun stuff tonight. The radio station had some extra tickets that went unclaimed, and these are tickets for a carload to go to the Pumpkin Ranch. They got to use it tomorrow. There's a live band performing. It's got a corn maze.
Ooh, look at that thing.
Now,
that's pretty cool.
The thing is, the first person who comes up here and claims it in the press box will get this free ticket.
Albie rolling back. Here's a blown dead play. Cousin A, you're not eligible, buddy. He's knocking people. Look at him breaking down people.
I want some of that pizza.
Yeah, well, there's some there.
Albia Brewing Company's pizza, that's off limits, Cousin Eddie.
I know that. Now I'm going to get back to this because I know people are listening to us at the game here. If you're at the game and you want to go to the Pumpkin Ranch tomorrow,
this is pretty cool,
10
too.
To 6, a carload. This gets you a whole carload in for free. And you get a chance to go to the corn maze. You get to just enjoy the afternoon. There's a live band performing. Come up to the press box, top floor. Come see me. Get your free ticket for a carload to go to the Pumpkin Ranch.
Albia with the football. First and 10 from their 47-yard line, Centerville's 47-yard line. Carter Isley straight ahead. Has a gain of about 5 yards. And that will bring up second down and about 10 here after the penalty that happened just a moment ago. It's 2:40 to go here.
Nice job, first down play to get back some of those yards on that false start on the procedure penalty on the first down. So brings up second and 10, as you said, Jason. Blue Demons now on the Centerville 42. Line up in the traditional formation here, a little up power to the right. Handoff.
Sarver rolls back, has Baker open in the flat, complete, nice. Gets by a defender, and then Centerville does a good job of covering that up. But a gain of about 8 yards on the play. Really good execution by both Baker running the route and then the throw there by Luke Sarver.
And how about the play action, up front? Fake the handoff so that makes your linebackers have to commit in just a little bit. Opens up that flat area. They're not flooding out there. Matt had a really good move with two defenders in his face, about got around him, but the one was able to get him by the knee and pull him down.
Second down, like I said, third down and short here. Ball inside the 35-yard line, Centerville. Albie trying to, here's a fumble on the play. It's loose, and we'll have to see.
I don't know what's going on with the ball out there. Is it a little extra moisture or what? We've seen a lot of drop balls here. Centerville says they've got it, and the officials concur.
Wow, Albia, that's the second turnover tonight for the Blue Demons. And Ed is, as well as we played here, we've given Centerville a couple of chances.
Yeah, that looked like it was the center quarterback exchange.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened with that. But, you got to take care of the football.
Sharp. That is Cousin Eddie in the house tonight. He got his RV all cleaned out. He's back here on Ironman Field, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home on the wireless 3 mic. Centerville with the football. I'll be with the 21-0 lead, 1:37 to go, opening quarter. Here's a handoff and a fake handoff and covering that up.
Bozerich.
Bozard with the stop along with the Lawless.
And I do notice that we've had Ryan Sarver is not out there right now. Guys, you got any updates on that?
Well, I did notice earlier in the first quarter, it seemed to be off that first defense possession, he was limping around, and actually his dad jumped from the stands to the ground to actually start doing some work on his knee area. So I don't know what the update is on that.
He's on the bench now, icing his right knee, it looks like.
We'll keep an eye on that, guys, and report back. Here's a slant pattern across the middle of the field. Oh, tipped at the last second, or Blake Bear would have turned that into 6.
So it's interesting, the Blue Demons with Ryan Sarver going back to that. With him being out, it looks like they've moved Tony Leshen into the outside linebacker. Matt Baker has come in from the offensive side playing the far corner, and then Blake Barrett. Blake was doing a little linebacker as well, so they've got lots of pieces that they can move around out there.
21-0 Albia. 57 seconds to go here. Albia has had a couple of touchdowns taken off the board, folks. And Albia still out in front here, 21-0. It's been all Blue Demons in this opening quarter.
Defense would like to get theirs here with a little pick and go.
Three receivers out to the right side. Here's a pass into the lane. Caught across midfield. A beautiful little skinny post there by the out receiver. And that'll go for a first down as that is Cowan on the reception from Brett Kozlerich.
Hunter Cowan comes in leading a leading receiver for the Centerville team. Gets about 21 yards a catch at 172 yards. So he's certainly a favorite target of Brett Kozlerich.
Centerville on the march here. 45 seconds to go. Ball sits just over the 50-yard line into Albia territory. Three receivers out to the far side. Kozlerich. And here is a running start.
is that Canadian football?
That's a little CFL action there.
Hunter Cowan unfortunately just got a little amped, and Hunter went flying down, and it took a little forever the officials blow the whistle. I think they could believe he was running that hard.
Well, I'll tell you, T, we talk about this every week, how the defensive backs being challenged. But, boy, for the fifth straight week here, Albia's offense with the points upon the board has really made teams one-dimensional. And now for the fifth straight week, Albia's going to see a lot of pressure on that defensive back via the air.
Yeah, I mean, Centerville looks like they're predominantly, you know, a passing team. So we just got to suck it up outside and just get her done.
Here comes an inside blitz, picked up by the Big Red. Rolling to the right side, Kosarich throws it across his body downfield, up and intercepted. Blake Bear on the INT, trying to bring it back the other way. Has to get to the corner, gets a big block to the right side. Blake Bear on his way inside the 30. Amanda beat, 25-15, and brought out of bounds to the 10-yard line.
Flag.
A flag is on the play, but there is your River Life Family Worship Center INT, and Blake Bear nearly took that one to the house.
Boy, what a great job. You saw him immediately turn to become an offensive player, and he started reading blocks. Brett Freshwater was out there. Brett Freshwater had a good kickout block. Josiah Harris was out there lead blocking. All those guys all of a sudden became linemen and blockers, and Blake was reading his men and really doing the best he can. We'll see what the penalty is here, but hopefully it stands. They're coming back quite a ways here.
I saw the block, gentlemen, that took place here.
Oh, blocking a back.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Dan, the officials sometimes themselves are out of position because –
Who was that on?
Well, it was a crackback, number 76. It was
Trevor
Blackford, okay. And he had turned himself around. The defender came into him.
Yeah.
But if you're an official and you're going downfield, you don't see it. I mean, and maybe I missed because I'm very capable of missing.
No, you're right. You're right.
Rarely.
Yeah.
No, you're right, Cousin Eddie? Have my back on this one. Rarely am I wrong.
Right.
Yeah, it looked like he was turning, like you said, and I didn't see the block in the back. I'm standing right here, too.
But nonetheless, the Blue Demons will, the interception will stand, so brings them up to 12 on the season.
And because this has moved so fast, the clock has run out in the first quarter. One quarter in the book, 21-0 Albia. And while they move the chains to the other side of the field, let's go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get a scoring update.
All right, Jason and crew, thank you. GP Insurance, Friday Night Lights big board. Wayne's going to try to get underway at around 8:30. They're in a lightning delay right now. It's 21-0, Albia on top. Sheraton and Oski are now tied at 7 apiece. That game is on stream number 2 on KIICradio.com. Again, Sheraton and Oski tied at 7 apiece. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont is at Pella Christian, but PC running up the score on the Rockets, 28-0. Pella Christian leads at the halftime break. It's Pella now, just scoring on Knoxville a few minutes ago. Pella 7, Knoxville 0. Ottumwa 14, Iowa City High 0. Williamsburg just scored on West Burlington, where it's 7-0. Colfax Mingo leads North Mahaska 14-13. And Mid Prairie Wellman on top of Sigourney Kyoto on stream number 8. It's 20-14. Let's go back live to Ironman Field and the Absolute broadcast booth.
There was one untimed down here that just took place, and that is Kieran Judge, and he takes it all the way inside the 40-yard line, a gain of nearly 20 yards on that untimed down. So the quarter is complete. The penalty came at the end of the quarter, so they had one more play to run, and score after one quarter, 21-0 Blue Demons. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
What comes to your mind when you think about insurance? Do you get excited like that feeling when you get a new purse or pair of shoes? Probably not. Insurance is not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about, but it is one of the most important decisions you can make. Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Service in Albia makes speaking the insurance language easy for our clients and also offers a large array of insurance services from auto, home, health, life to investments and annuities. Ready to feel at peace of mind when it comes to insurance? Contact Stephanie Kelly with Monroe County Farm Bureau Financial Services in Albia.
Tasting notes for the Hardee's Texas Barbecue Thick Burger by Texas race car legend Terry Labonte.
Boy, there's nothing better than a juicy charbroiled burger. But when you pile on fried jalapenos and mouth-watering barbecue brisket, smoked for hours and hours and slathered in mesquite barbecue sauce, you got a Texas winner.
The Texas Barbecue Thick Burger with smoked brisket, mesquite barbecue sauce, and jalapeno straws. New at Hardee's. For a limited time, participating restaurants available is 3rd and Half House.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
You know, Dan, a new tradition for me is Friday Night Lights, and
Albie Brewing Company pizza, hey, buddy.
As simple as ABC.
Oh, man.
Albie Brewing Company. My gosh, this pizza's good. Even here's chewing, folks. I know it's not good radio, but it is really good pizza.
Albie with the football. Here's the handoff and the flag that comes in right away.
I think it's that quick set offense. We've gotten done really well this year, but I think it's just official. It just didn't get fully set. And that is a nice crispy crust you're chewing.
How about
on there.
That one, Cousin Eddie? Hey, buddy.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
I got nothing to say.
Blue Demons will be whistled for the penalty, so start the second quarter. First and 15 from the Centerville 44-yard line. Again, if you're just joining us, we're in the start second quarter. Blue Demons up 21-0, so great first half, but some missed opportunities on top of that.
Here's a little reverse play. Matt Baker, touchdown maker on his way, 35-30, a foot race, 25-20. He laterals it up. The lead starter. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Albion. Matt Baker, the touchdown maker with the lateral pass. To Luke Sarver on the touchdown. How about that freak show that just took place there, Cousin Eddie?
I don't know. He must have pitched an inside pitch to him. I didn't even see it. I'm standing right here.
We saw that a lot last year with Griffin Osing.
Not that play, though.
Yeah, that one. Griffin Osing would be looking to pitch to Brett Lesson. And it's the first time this year we've seen this group bring it out. You know, that was a reminiscent of last year. It's a great play. Perfectly spotted. Luke Sarver's right where he needs to be. He trails that play intentionally so that if Matt needs a bailout, he's got it. And we haven't seen that this year. That's just fun to watch.
Gosh, that was a ton of fun. Luke Sarver looked like he had a propeller on the back of him pushing him downfield, Big T.
Jetpack.
Unreal.
It was a jetpack. I saw it.
The extra penalty is up and good. With 11 seconds into this second quarter, Albia takes his fourth touchdown tonight. 28-0 Blue Demons. We'll be right back here listening to the Battle of Highway 5, Homecoming 2014. Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hey, Brent, I noticed that the outside of my home and business really needs to be cleaned. Can you help with the power washing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you mean absolutely. I really need to stain my deck and privacy fence before winter, but it's really filthy. Can you help with that?
Absolute.
Don't you ever finish a word?
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. Again, that's 932-4500, the absolute best choice in cleaning.
This is Monroe County Attorney Steve Goodlow. I have proudly served Monroe County for the last 16 years. My wife Leslie and I understand the issues facing our children and families today. This is the reason I have placed the safety of our children at the forefront of my work while in office. On November 4th, I would appreciate your vote for Monroe County Attorney so I can continue this common sense approach to the issues facing Monroe County.
Paid for by Steve Goodlow.
That's the student section, and they are excited about Friday Night Lights, and here's a return. Oh, is that Superman? Oh, no, that's just Matt Baker wearing the outfit tonight as he literally flew through the air to make that ton of brick hits. People's State Bank kickoff return.
What you want to do, and they talk about any time you're carrying the ball, is never leave your feet, never jump in the air. The return man for Centerville did that, and at that very moment, the reason you don't do that is good defenders will light you up. And Matt just projected himself right into that guy and took him out.
Looked like he handed off the turbo pack.
Felton coming underneath. It looked really good, but just didn't keep a good ball handle on it. And I don't know what's going on with that ball. It's very slippery out there tonight.
Yeah, they set up the screen well, and then it was just a great open field tackle is what it was.
Is this fun or what?
Man, you don't get no funner than this.
Funner.
Albie with the football again in Centerville territory. Here's another flag, that little quick set offense. See, what are they doing there in the quick set offense that they need to correct here because you've ran it?
Yeah, no, it happened to us a lot of time when I was in high school. Just that quick set formation is hard for refs to understand that we are just quickly moving to the line, and sometimes when they see that, it looks like we are moving and we're keeping going, but we're really not. It's just we're getting set really quick and then hitting go. So sometimes we do get offsides, but tonight I haven't really seen where we've actually went. It's just the ref's perception on that.
That one particularly, I thought the defense came crashing over before we did anything. I thought it was as good as we've ever been. The officials just got to keep an eye on it. The movement they saw truly was the white jerseys coming across the blue.
Albia with the football to the 5-yard markup. Luke Sarver under center, hands it off again to Isley. Isley straight ahead, gets by a defender and across inside the 40. Oh my goodness, just dragging Centerville defenders downfield. He gets back that 5-yard penalty and some. A gain of 8 yards on that first down carry.
Just like we saw last week where he got hit fairly early, he's able just to carry the guys. Had three defenders on him as he got another 5 yards. So great job out of him.
I could use one of those 1919 mug root beers from our friends at Eagles Club.
They're back up and running again. They took a little time off to get some repainting and reworked, doing some really good stuff there. And I think their first night open tonight is what I'm told.
And they got the game on, of course. Here's Carter Isley on his way inside the 30, still moving downfield. And gets inside the 30-yard line where he's finally brought down after a 10-yard, 11-yard pickup there for Carter Isley once again. 10-11 to go, opening half, folks, 28-0 Albia.
Yeah, great play there. I do see one of our players limping pretty hard there. Ryan Romanko came out of that pile, one of the guards here on the seam, and kind of limping really hard. I mean, he's not coming out until somebody tells him otherwise, but hopefully he's able to work it off and walk it off, just a little tweak maybe.
First Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Eddyville, Albia, and their convenient drive-thru location on Benton Avenue. Sarver fakes the handoff, rolling to the right side, being pursued. He's going to keep it over the 20, 15, 10, and loses. He's on his way inside the 10-yard line. He had his helmet ripped off. He said, forget about that. I got a pretty mug. Hello, world. Here I come.
Oh, my. And by rule now, he has to set out a play, which some teams might get worried about, but not Luke Sarver. They're going to send Blake Barron, who's a very capable quarterback. So the junior will go in there. Luke Sarver's going to get a great hand from the crowd for the effort he put in. Just a helmet came popping off, gained another 10 yards after that. And again, Blake Barrett will come in for the Blue Demons now and set this offense. And he'll get a chance to see if he can't orchestrate a touchdown drive for the Blue Demon squad.
Albia with a 28-0 lead here. Luke Sarver took the naked bootleg over that right side, put the ball on his hip. And the magician, also known as Luke Sarver, took it all the way inside the 10-yard line. Albia has a goal to go from the 10. Now, Albia could call a timeout and bring back their quarterback. But as you said, Blake Bears.
Most teams would be happy to have him as quarterback. He's just that good. Luke Sarver's just even better. You know, it just works out well for the way they've got him right now.
Albia knocking on the door once again inside the Blue Zone. Brought to you by Summers Insurance, your Blue Cross Blue Shield local representative. Here is Karen Judge, and a flag comes in on the play here.
Looks like in this particular area it's thrown up might be a holding call, kind of come into the interior of the line. Luke Sarver is coming back in after the one play out for losing the helmet.
Cousin Eddie, I know you do a little circus stuff, you know, working with the circus and the clowns. That was a little tricky action down there right there, that little fake there by Luke Sarver.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Ta-da!
Another substitution coming in. Brian Rasky is coming in for Ryan Romanko. Again, kind of was limping a little bit. Brian Rasky, a sophomore, has gotten some minutes in reserve role here, doing a good job for this Blue Demon squad. So don't expect any drop-off here with him in there in play.
We want to hear from you tonight. And I went off and left my Southern Iowa Technology text line at home, so I may have to give out another number tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. 9:26 to go here. 28-0 Albia first half. Sarver. Hands it off, and it's Iceman Isley. This time met in the backfield. Good job by Centerville that time, Christian. They filled that hole quickly.
Yeah, they had about three guys that popped up there, and not like other teams that we've seen, they actually went low this time, and they got Iceman down that time. But good job by the Big Red defense in getting their guys and getting low and hitting the Iceman.
8:58 and counting here in this opening half. Albia with the football at the 20-yard line of Centerville. Albia taken inside the 10 before the penalty. It's first down or second down goal to go from the 20. Sarver rolls back, plants, throws it to flat. Wide open, Matt Baker. 15, 10, to the corner. Inside the 5, and it'll be wrestled out of bounds. And he went into the fans over there.
Who'd he take out? Man, that was a hard hit. Get a little high fives and shakes going on, but wow. That took him out.
And that'll take a while to get up. Who he got there, but that was a great open field tackle by one of the dads over there in that northeast corner of the end zone.
Got a little official's time out here. They're going to attend to him, make sure he's all right, because they dig in. Matt Baker came flying out there and kind of took a fan, unfortunately, out there.
He's getting up. Look at that. Waves to the fans. He gets his round of applause. Keith Little over to assist. We'll stay right here as Albie's going to get the football. Third down, goal to go from the 5-yard line. Get you another scoring update here in just a moment. But right now it's the Blue Demons knocking on the door Big T and Albie has risen to the occasion all night long.
Well, they have, you know, and I can't. You got me? Okay.
You're here.
Yep, I'm here. Man, you can't say enough about this offensive line and what they're doing up front. I mean, it's just creating – they're giving Luke time to throw the ball and, you know, and making the holes for Carter. And, I mean, it's just – guys are playing great.
Albia, third down, goal to go from the four-yard line. 8:41 to go, first half. 28-0 Albia. The battle of Highway 5, it's all Albia at this point. Don't count out the big red. Albia, power eye formation. Here comes Isley over the left side, met in the backfield and dragging players downfield. But again, see, they did a good job of getting low and making a wrap up.
Yeah, they met Carter about at the 5-yard line, but his momentum kept going, and I think they're down to about the 3-yard line now. So good job by Big Red there.
The gurney was going across the field there to one of the fans. Bringing him back. First time I've had to get an injury report on the fans. 8:11 to go. Albia in this first half with a 28-0 lead. We'll get your impact player of the first half brought to you by the Eagles Club. Fourth down, go to go. Isley working his way forward toward the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, reached that football out, and this time it goes across the nose of the goal line, and Albia has put another 6 up on the scoreboard. It's in a Pierce-Mocker Funeral Home. Touchdown, Albia. 7:55 to go here in the opening half. It's 34-0, Albia.
Nice job by the Blue Demons. Really just pounding it up, getting it up front. They're doing a great job. Carter getting that run there. Again, with PAT to follow here, so we'll see if they can convert on that. Brendan Bassett actually out there kicking the PATs tonight. He and Justin Bosser kind of flipped back and forth, giving them both opportunities to get some kicks. And so Brendan tends to go a little higher on his kicks. Justin kind of throws it right across the top. We'll see what happens.
Here's the kick. It's across the goalpost, up and long enough. And the cannon and the horn from the Rocco locomotive tell us it's good enough. 7:55 to go in the first half. 35-0 Albia here. Let's run back to that Friday Night Lights studio where Jay Mills, man in that Friday Night Lights big board, gives us a quick scoring update.
All right, let's take a look at the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board where Albia is ahead 35-0 in the second half. This will go to continuous clock. Sheraton has scored on Oskaloosa. It's now the Chargers 14, Oskaloosa 7. Pella Christian leads Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont 28-0. And again, Twin Cedars at Wayne in a significant lightning delay. They were going to look again at 8:30 and see if they can get this one off, but I'm not so sure. Ankeny leads Ames 10-7. It's Mid-Prairie Wellman on top of Sigourney Keota. That is in the third period, 20-14. Colfax Mingo at the half on top of North Mahaska, 14-13. And Davis County, looking for their first win of the season, leads Clark 14-0. CMB of Baxter. Another tough matchup in the district against PCM of Monroe. They lead 10-0. Again, Baxter on top of PCM of Monroe, 10-0. Some other games of local interest. Ottumwa on top of Iowa City High, 21-0. And it is Roland Story trailing North Polk, 21-7. Melchert Allis at the half leads Seymour, 68-0. Pekin on top of Van Buren, 27-8. Cole Onesco on top of Tri-County at the half, 55 Zippo. And Pella at their homecoming, hosting Knoxville, leads now at halftime. It's gone half. It's 14-0. That's a look at the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. Let's go back to the Absolute broadcast booth and the People's State Bank kickoff. Here you go.
People's State Bank kickoff goes down the end zone. 7:55 to go here in this first half. 35-0 Albia. Kozarich stands in the backfield by himself. Here's a quick slant and incomplete. But the flag comes in. It looked like a little movement before the snap on the big red.
Well, you got to think, too. I mean, we've had our issues there. But, you know, these guys are wanting to give the protection they can to Brett Kozarich. And so they're wanting to get out of their stance and get their blocks going. Just not able to do it.
Cousin Eddie, we're going down to you, buddy. A couple of guys banged up, looks like, on the sidelines for Albia.
Yeah, I think Hunter Gertz, I think he might be done for tonight. He had his helmet off. He's sitting on the bench. I don't know if he's just resting up the previous ailment. And then they're working on Ryan Romanko's right ankle.
We saw him come out limping after that one play, and he played two more plays after that. But, yeah, they just alertly realized they need to get him out, and then let's get him healed up and live another day on there.
5-yard mark off. Here's a little screen play once again for the big red. This one goes for about 3 yards. Albie brought the heat again at Bryce Leshen brought the heat, and then a good job of covering it up right away.
Well, that's just it. You know, you can do that when you've got the speed on this defense like that. Blake Lawless covers the middle. Bryce Leshen's putting the pressure. Normally, that's where you beat the screen. If you got a blitzing linebacker, you beat it with that screen play. But with the speed of the interior linebackers, they cover the area so fast, there was a little to no gain, maybe a three-yard pickup.
That was Tony Leshen bringing the heat there. As you said, he moved to that outside linebacker spot in place of Ryan Sarver. Second down, 12 here. Ball at the 18-yard line. Kozarich rolls back, throws across the middle of the field, up for grabs, and picked up! Running the other way, Blake Bear on the INT. Is at the 20, 15, crosses field. 10, 5, take it to the house! Touchdown, Alvia! Blake Bear on the River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turns brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, you can join them at the river every Sunday morning, 9:30, and Blake Bear takes it to the house. Touchdown, Albia.
That's the 13th interception for the Blue Demons. Actually, we had one earlier, but got called back, but still 13 of record for Blake Bear. That's his sixth on the season, so great job out of him, and more importantly, puts up another 6 points on the board.
And Trevor Blackburn just rolled somebody up, right, and just sprung him to a touchdown. It was an incredible hit, right here on the sideline.
41.
Yep, and that's just, you know, that's what you don't want to give this offense right here is a short field. I mean, they've been getting it done, you know, so I'm sure we'll see another score here before half.
Yeah, you know, it's a case, too, right now that it's still got the starters there, and some people might say at 42-0, 4:52 in the first half, why would you still do that? You know, these guys, Coach Staten will tell you, it's not just gimmickry. You know, it's about getting better, and he wants these guys to work on some things here to finish this half. You'll see subs coming, and they might even be the next possession if we get one more this half. You'll definitely see them second half. But the first half is about the starters getting their reps and getting better at their craft. So it's really important for them to get out here and work on a few more things to finish this game up.
Albia with the football. Ball at the 26-yard line of Centerville. Luke Sarver under center. Hands it off. Kieran Judge. He's tripped up in the backfield. A loss of about a yard.
Hey, what's this button do?
And Cousin Eddie at Centerville, as I talked about in their previous drive, has done a pretty decent job of slowing down this rushing attack for Albia here in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, they actually got penetration, and I think Judge tripped over a pulling guard.
Yeah. And that actually was with a sophomore coming in there, Brian Raske. You know, he's getting some varsity minutes here. Just got it a little tangled up there. And that's a timing thing that he hasn't had the opportunity, but he's getting it right now.
Here's a quick handoff. Judge on his way inside the 25, fights his way inside the 20-yard line. He'll take and pick up about 7, maybe 8 yards on that second down carry. And Albia will now have a third down, and let's call it 3 from the 20-yard line to Centerville. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go here. First half, 42-0 Albia.
Good start here again. The clock continues to go with a third and short. As you said, the ball on the 19-yard line.
Sarver under center. Here's a Judge once again over the left side, fighting his way forward. Has the first down, still moving inside the 15. Kieran Judge, the judge and jury. And gentlemen, he just kept those tree trunk legs going.
Good job. You know, that's nice to get him some touches to give him a chance to really work on that. We haven't had to use him a whole lot this year. A lot of times it's him lead blocking, but giving him a chance his senior year at homecoming to get some touches.
3:33 to go, 42-0 Albia. We'll get to your halftime break. It's your impact player of the first half, courtesy of our friends from the Eagles Club. Stop in and say hello. I know they got us on right now. Hello, everybody at the Eagles Club. Here is a fake handoff. No, Isley with it, and Isley will fall forward and gets inside the 15, a gain of about 2 or 3 yards.
Nice job by the linebacker, Jacob Hargrave. He didn't bite on the handoff there, the fake, as Luke came out with it. It was just right there and swallowed him up, but Carter's still able to pick up 2 yards.
He had both arms wrapped around that ball very tightly, too.
Yeah.
I understand where they're at and what's going on. A little timeout on the field. Officials timeout. Maybe have a little equipment issue.
Yeah, Centerville dealing with
a little strap
issue
on the helmet.
2:53 to go here. 42-0 Albia. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill as they get the helmet fixed here for the Big Red.
All right. How about we leave you guys on live so we don't miss any action? Sheraton just scored on Oski. It's now Chargers 21-7 at the halftime break. Wayne is now delayed till Monday night. Wayne and Twin Cedars are on coming home. They're going to play Monday night due to lightning in southern Iowa. Back to you guys in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Here's Carter Isley inside the 10. to the five. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and he just froze that defender, Dan.
That was a hard, hard run. We went to that power eye, which gives us the slot back. Matt Baker's an extra blocker. Kieran Judge, plus the work from the line. That allows the two power backs to come through and just clear out any garbage that's left in the linebacker spot. And then from there, Carter just takes a nice little angle to the corner. Nate Hoffman, the wide receiver, actually came down and checked down a block. Did a great job clearing one out just to make sure that there was nothing slowing Carter for that touchdown.
How about that move, though, Big Cousin Eddie? He put on that safety out there. He planted his foot and froze him,
yeah. He was stuck in his tracks.
48-0 Albion, 2:35 to go. Here comes the extra point. The kick is up high enough, long and good. It's up and it's good. And Albion will take a 49-0 lead, 2:35 to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171. Eric Powers at G&P Insurance.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albia are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals serving all of your real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Your Maple State Bank kickoff.
Excited. That was just kind of a ho-hum tackle, but it's a very good open field tackle where he launched himself. Nice little return, though, brought the ball to the 27-yard line. But Bryce, once again, is right in the mix of things.
I tell you, T, you're right down there in front of that. That is fun to watch.
Oh, every kickoff, I'm holding my breath. I mean, I'm just waiting for something to happen because you know it's going to.
2:30 to go here, first half. 49-0 Albia. We'll have twin receivers east side of the field. Kozarich gets fakes the handoff. Oh, he's going to keep it. Great fake there by Kozarich, trying to get the outside. Picks up the first down. Boy, he really sold that one, Christian. That was a great play there by Kozarich.
Yeah, he fooled me. I totally thought he was going to throw it to the flats out there. All of a sudden, I see him just book it right up the middle, but good job, Kozarich, and Matt Baker made another excellent open field tackle. Otherwise, that's gone for six.
You know, as you said, Jason, a good fake handoff to the slot back coming across there. It was just good execution. The defensive end tackled him or tackled him back, and Kozarich read it right. You know, read the pressure coming and kept the ball and ran right up the middle. It was a big old hole.
Well, he's going to have plenty of good nights as a quarterback for the Big Red program. Just a sophomore, folks. He's a dandy. That's two receivers sure. Out. Now two on this near side, one to the far side. First and 10, Big Red. Here's a handoff, trying to work his way upfield and brought down in the backfield, a loss of about 5 yards.
Nothing going on that play. It's just as he came around, the good pressure coming in again on the defensive left side. Bringing in Noah Coatney coming in. Actually, a little used running back for the team. He's only had 17 rushing yards on the season, so starting to get some subs in for Centerville.
1:30 to go here, first half. Your Cindy's beautiful play of the first half, and that'll be an easy one.
Really?
Oh, sheesh. 49
you know
points.
I don't know.
Still 21 points that Albia has put the touchdowns in, but penalties and a couple of turnovers in the end zone. 1:12 to go here. Quarterback Kozarich in shotgun. Hands it off. Met in the backfield and brought down. Again, a loss of about a half a yard. His number 15 got that one, Tate Felton.
Tate Felton, then Justin Bossard was right on his hip. As soon as he got the ball, just grabbed him by the hips and took him down. So it brings up 3rd and 15. So Centerville just continues to struggle to get anything going of any sort of measure.
Third down.
Be coming out.
Ow.
Yeah, he launched that guy about 10 yards. He hit him so hard. He was running on the outside gunner position, and And someone came up to block him. He just launched about 10 yards.
Sanderville with the football. Albie with the 56-0 lead. Here's a quick pass across the middle field. Incomplete.
Now check out who just came in. To me, this is interesting. Check out who came in at the right down tackle, defensive tackle for the Blue Demons. Number 54. When have we seen Eli Bishop on the defensive side? He gets to play a little D-tackle. Kieran Judge is playing D-end.
Well, Christian, you remember the Albie has his primary position, usually go one way, and you get some chances there to play the secondary. These guys that play offense all the time, they just biting at the chip to get the chance to play defense.
Oh, yeah, I know. As an offensive lineman, I always want to go out on the defense side of the ball as well and get some of that craziness experience out there and hit someone hard for once, be able to tackle someone instead of having to block them and push them 50 yards downfield.
Three quarters in the books, the fourth and final quarter to come here at the Battle Highway 5, 56-0 Albie. We'll be right back after this timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Make up a sweet and salty snack for the whole family. Jim and Charlie's has savings this week with a mix and match bargain on Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 12-pack cans are 3 for $10.99 plus deposit, and 6-pack bottles are $10.99 plus deposit. Surefine microwave popcorn, 6-pack boxes are 2 for $4. A sweet and salty treat from Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Heritage Creek Dental in Albia is pleased to announce new ownership and is pleased to welcome Dr. Miller and Dr. Hugh Song. That means comprehensive care for all ages, a larger and more diverse variety of services, including complex procedure. And for your convenience, now open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. General care is their specialty, but they can perform advanced surgical procedures. Heritage Creek uses the best team and technology available to provide patients with a consistent experience of excellence. Heritage Creek Dental on the southeast corner of the Albia Square.
Jason Summers claims to be one of us. Oh, really? Would you or I cut in front of old people at Hy-Vee? Would we claim to be a Hawkeye fan and secretly root for the Cyclones? No. His values are not our values. See the complete report at SummersDoesn'tStandWithUs.com. Now, here's more Friday Night Lights.
Paid for by John Flaherty.
Welcome back, everyone, to Iron Man Field. I'm Dan Stalker doing play-by-play. We have gotten the two-platoon system here as well. Jason, my color man, right beside me. Centerville takes over. Procedure penalty. Hush up now. Procedure penalty on the first down play. Centerville now first and 15, or second and 15. Kozarich will take it, run it up the middle, picks up 5 yards on the second down play. We'll bring up third and 10, Jason.
Good defensive pursuit by that right side of the Albie line, Big D.
That is correct, my astute color commentator. The Blue Demons are getting us subs in there as well. Brendan Bassett actually is now playing middle linebacker, so he goes from that DN position. He's moving back.
Am I supposed to do that? Is that my job?
Gannon Osing is, yes, it is. I'm sorry. It's all I'm started out of the shotgun is Kozarich. Got three receivers to the right, one left. Looks deep. Ball going up high, long. It could be. It is caught by all the way to the Albia 25. Landon Hermson able to make the catch or tackle there, but boy, what a great pitch and catch as Graydon Schmidt makes the reception, Jason.
Well, you know, you've got a great quarterback on there, and Kozarich at Centerville is they're not going to give up. Terrell back there on coverage for Albia, Michael Terrell, and you know, Albia really did a good job of defending that. Just a great concentration by the big red receiver.
That is right. You know, I would think, Cousin Eddie, we want to try to keep the zero on that scoreboard if we could.
Yeah, the shutout is what they really want here. So hopefully we keep them out of the end zone here.
So there's a little reality check as the clock continues to count. It's 10:40 on the clock. 56-0 is the score. Little wing back coming around. And there is your defensive end, Kieran Judge, into the backfield with the stop.
He could play either side of the football. Physical player. Shed off that blocker, Dan. Got that outside. Contained. Did not let him get in the outside. Good discipline out there on the defensive end by Kieran Judge.
What is amazing, you know, they're coming out here again. We'll get guys coming in. Trevor Blackford's coming in there, and Justin Bossert in there giving a little relief here.
But they're not getting relief. They're making sure they're not going to score. I'm sorry.
But I really like seeing Eli Bishop coming in there and getting a chance to play. So the Centerville Big Reds, we're getting the play in. They're no hurry here. Actually, an official's timeout. We've got a receiver kind of maybe got a little stinger going on there. He's taking himself off the field. Our equipment issue.
I think Albie's saying we do not want them to score.
No. I mean, the defense has got some pride going on here. You know, they don't want any points on that board.
And, gentlemen, well, quick scoring update, too, with CMB of Baxter also in the district ahead by 10 points over PCM of Monroe. The 13-point rule also comes to play here. Again, CMB of Baxter up by 10 over PCM. You can discuss that a little bit, but 13-point rule.
Sorry about that, Joe. Big hit on the pass by Bryce Leshen. Bryce Leshen on the pass play, a great pass, but hit him right in the rib cage as he went up in the air and just took him out. There was no way he was going to catch it. So I think, quite honestly, knocked the wind out of him. Such a hard hit. Helmet immediately comes off the receiver. I don't know if that was Tate Felton or not. It was a big receiver, so I would wonder if that was him, if he's still in the game. But you know, just a big-time hit by Bryce Leshen once again.
Well, that was a huge hit, and it was an absolutely clean as can be hit. But the receiver, whenever they have to go up for the football like that, Dan, they leave their body exposed. And Bryce came in there, had his shoulder pads into his belly, not leading with his head, which you know, you really want to teach your kids. Yeah. And he did. He got the air knocked down. But big number 15.
Tate Felton, again, he plays that little fullback slot back position for him. And
he's great. 6 foot three. Yeah, no, he's a big kid.
Yeah, he's a good-looking junior, a great basketball player as well. Yeah, he was the starting quarterback to start the season, but then they brought him in, and he was more effective on the receiving side, and caused Rich Cohen to quarterback. Centerville's going to call a timeout. We're going to do the same thing here with 9:48 left in the game. Albie is on top, 56-0. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
All the scores, one station. This is Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, this two-platoon system here. We got the reserves coming in for the broadcast booth as well. Kozrich rolls back on the first play here from the line of scrimmage. Shows up a tuck, but a wide-open receiver, uncovered, stretches for the end zone. Touchdown, Centerville. Boy, that was a rollout, a lot of pressure. The ball was not well thrown, Jason, but it was a catch nonetheless and a great stretch for the touchdown.
Again, you know, you talk about to Centerville. They're going to play for pride. Christian, coach, talked about that with you at the halftime break. He knew Centerville was going to come out and give their best effort the second half.
Oh, yeah. No, they expected Centerville to come back out and play their best. And that was a great throw to a wide open, was it a tight end, I believe, right there. And a good catch and a good stretch by him.
Boy, I tell you, to get to the goal line was really impressive. As we said, you know, that get that in there. But we'll see if the Blue Demons can come back. We're going to still have guys running the ball, wanting to score as well, and get our reserves in the game. Again, in the broadcast booth, we have gone to the two platoon system as well, flipping around, going roles that we're not accustomed to. Jason right now is sweating profusely because he doesn't know what to do without being able to talk.
How do you get a word in?
It's really hard, and I'm not breathing. I know how this works.
I understand this. The color guys.
Centerville back for the PAT. Be quiet now. Kick is up. It's high enough, and I believe it did indeed go through. What a big booming kick. So PAT good for Centerville. The score is now 56-7 with 9:39 left in the game. We'll be right back, folks, after this short timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Football and Friday Night Lights.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
This is Channel 13's Andy Fales, and here's what's bugging me. I can't stand it when play-by-play announcers only give the score once an hour. So what happens if I want to step away from the radio or go to the bathroom or get something to eat? Am I just out of luck? Huh. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights. Jason, what's the score?
It's not my job tonight, Andy. I have lost my starting role, and now I'm playing a much tougher position as we go to two platoon football in the broadcast booth, and I got to do the caller. Damn, this is tough to do.
It is very tough. 56-7 is our score here, Andy. 9:39 left in the game. And the Centerville Big Reds just finally got a score on the board. So they'll go. They'll kick it away, kind of squib kick all the way down. Rolls down to Matt Baker at the 15. Takes it, comes up the sideline, near sideline. Is that Bryce Leshen?
That's Bryce Leshen.
Yes, Bryce Leshen. I thought it was Matt Baker, but then a good little hard run coming up all the way up to the 32. So an opportune for a kick return there, Cousin Eddie. What do you think?
Yeah, he one tackle away from breaking that one, I tell you. It was right in front of me here.
Yeah, nice little job there trying to get that play to work. Blue Demons come out. Blake Bear still playing the quarterback spot here. We'll huddle his troops, try to see what we can do with 9 minutes left in the contest here. A great homecoming victory is at hand for the Blue Demons.
My headset is short tonight. Yeah, I'll strangle myself.
Headsets and their owners. Anyway, Blue Demons come up.
Look at the
Hoffman off right, split out, offset eye, handoff up the middle. Gets picks up about 4 yards. Good hard run up the middle. Want to check that? Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think that was Kieran Judge. That's Isaiah Carter-O'Day coming in and getting a fullback run for the Blue Demons. So good job out of him. T, you know, Joe was talking earlier about that win that looks to be for CMB, only 10 points, which will certainly come into play if indeed they're the second-place team or it's a close game. But that could sure have an impact as the season unfolds in district play.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's some of the stuff that you have to think about once you get later into the season. And
Yep. Little play coming up the middle there. Tyler Pyle getting the kind of touch there. Looks like, is it? Nope, excuse me. Check that. That's Trevor Cromray. Trevor Cromray, the junior, coming in, gets a tailback carry up the middle. Hits the ground, fumbled it, but the ground caused the fumble, so it's not a turnover. We'll bring up third and four from the Blue Demon 38-yard line.
You know, guys, looking at the BC Moore rankings,
yes,
that'll be a 10th. Anyway, third in the polls in the register, but man, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, you know, the district's just considered a little soft this year, and so, you know, the wins aren't been that big. A fumble on the play, but picked up immediately.
Wow.
Oh, lineman's dreaming. He is rumbling, stumbling. Is that Jacob West, 66?
Yeah, Jacob West.
Jacob West picks that up. Man, that's a lineman's dream, Jason, to get that fumble.
He got a hold of that football, and he, like I said, you said, Danny, his dreams of childhood to run the football were lived right near the mid stripe of Ironman Field.
And he's obviously watched his game film, seen how Carter Isley runs with guys on his back, took three of them with him. Do want to give a shout out, Coach Rathis, up for doing a coverage here for the Courier and for the football game. But tomorrow, cross country team's got a big meet over at Fairfield. It's always a good one over there. It's actually by grade, so freshmen will run it for sophomores and juniors and seniors. So it's a very interesting cross country meet. It's actually be over at Fairfield Waterwork Park. So it's a be a great time for it and a good job. They're having another outstanding year, both on the girls and the boys side. So a great job out of Coach Ratliff and the cross country team.
We're going to try to catch Coach on the phone tomorrow during the Coach's Corner. Make sure you can join us live tomorrow morning.
He'll be running.
9 o'clock. Oh, yes, he will. 9 o'clock.
But he can multitask.
He's done it before.
So Blue Demons now come up against 7 minutes. Clock continues to tick. Ball right at the 50-yard line. Here comes Trevor Cromway. Lails a hit on the left side there. Picks up three hard-earned yards there. But nice job out of Trevor Cromway getting the carry there for the Blue Demons.
Well, what you like right there, see, is the way he lowered his shoulders as he's making contact. And he did not shy away from that. That'll earn some eyes from the coaches.
Oh, yeah, no, he definitely was running north and south there. North and south there.
And, got his compass out.
And, lowered his shoulder and did a great job.
Blue Demons come up in the I formation. Again, Trevor comes up the left side, but immediately met by five Centerville Big Reds. So very little gain, if any, on that play. But, you know, just, again, just continue to work there, Jason.
Well, you know, number 33 out there, Hunter Matty.
Isaiah Carter-O'Day.
There you go.
The junior, Isaiah Carter-O'Day, who got coming in there, is a big, strong-looking fullback. You know, really takes up a lot of space and quick.
220, 5'9". He had the kick-out block on that defensive end, but give the young man here for Centerville a kudos because he did a good job of getting out that block and didn't allow that corner to get sealed.
That's Connor Scully.
Power eye now for the Blue Demons. Hand it again off to Cromray. Oh, nice little hole up the right side. Picks up a good 6-7 yards. We'll bring up a fourth down and about a short two, long one. So for 5:39, you know they're trying to get reps. You got to think the Blue Demons will go for it. Don't mind turning the ball over on downs if that's what occurs, but certainly want to get the first down if they can.
Well, I like the coaching that's gone on here. You can see that we're probably third string here, but even the third string linemen are firing off and getting on the football.
Every play is a coachable moment. You know, I mean, and it doesn't matter who's in the ball game. Every play is a coachable moment.
Well, and there's just so many good athletes on this program, too. They're getting the chance to get their snaps, and it's homecoming. It's just a lot of good things. Power eye again for the Blue Demons. Once again, handoff. He'll fake the handoff. Blake Bear's going to try to turn the corner. But, boy, what good pursuit by Centerville to catch him from behind. Blake Bear not able to get the first down. Nathan Groth will make the tackle on the quarterback sweep on the bootleg, Jason.
Albie didn't get the first down, but I'll tell you what. I kept my eyes on Casey Zinski. I just love the kid. And I kept my eyes on him there at center, and he got off and got on that linebacker in a hurry, and that, I mean, he's your backup center. And you know, oftentimes you'll see guys come in and you know they're waiting for somebody to make contact with him. He was out on that linebacker in a hurry. That's a really good sign.
Now the Blue Demons come out more in a traditional set here on their defensive side. Got a few up front here as KJ still is coming in on the right defensive end. Kozarich will be in the shotgun formation. Three receivers to the near side, two up hop. Top white slot back comes underneath. Option play, hands off to him. Immediately met, though, by Bryce Leshen, Brett Freshwater in the hit, and also Kieran Judge. So nice little gang tackling by the Blue Demons, although the pickup of about 3 yards.
I tell you, KJ's really getting his motor running out there, too.
Yeah, you know, it's an opportunity, as we said, you know, and Christian mentioned, you know, if you're an offensive guy and you get to go defense, you get to give some hits. And quite honestly, we saw, you know, some of the guys going from defense to offense. You know, it's a chance for them to try to see if they can initiate a score. So that's a great opportunity, and KJ's really taking advantage of it. Clock continues to run now at 3:30 left in the contest. 56-7 is the score with the Blue Demons comfortably up top.
I tell you, Dan, I this is a hard job because I got to think of something to say. I'm talking so fast.
Nice play there. It's nice to cut you off there, but that's a great play. You kind of killed the moment. Blake Wallace jumped in front of the pass play. Three receivers to the left. Kozarich throws. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Oh, my little sidekick color commentator. Cut out now. It's more me, less you.
Oh, Trick of the Clown just showed up in the broadcast booth. Ta-da!
His ass could be killing him.
I've never seen the man sweat so much as the man doing color commentating right now, who's used to doing play-by-play, and he's critiquing everything I say. I know. Kozarich drops straight back in the shotgun, gets up a big pass over receiver, and did he make the catch? No, it bounced the ground. Great call. The ref was right on top of it, but boy, a good play, and really we kind of got burnt in the secondary over there again a second time, so you know the team's got to stay focused. I know we got some reserves in there, but fortunately the ball skipped off the ground, Jason.
Well, a great diving effort out there by center. But, you know, I feel like a greenhouse. All my carbon dioxide is being held in because I can't get it out. This is a different role, Dan. I'm not used to it.
So much fun. So much fun. Kozarich will come into the huddle, get his rally, his troop there. We have just about 2 minutes left in the contest. Again, continuous clock going on here with the Blue Demons up on top, 56-7. Kozarich is in the shotgun. Three receivers to the nearest side, two to the left.
How about Landon Herms? He comes off the football field. What a great night out of him.
Good job out of the sophomore.
Pass
by the left, and immediately met, though, the receiver was, as he made the catch, was Taylor Mesitich, and then Trevor Cromray coming into play. Been my offensive defense. They get to make the tackle.
Great job. Boy, I really love to see these young guys come out and get their moments. Here they go now to the offensive side. Albie with a minute 43 to go. But I love these young guys getting out there and getting their moments. See, this is huge for them on homecoming too.
Oh yeah, especially with the big crowd that we got tonight. It's always great for these kids to get big reps like they're doing right now, especially against a varsity defense that's still out there. So good reps, and they're doing great. Doing good job out there. Good job, boys.
Yeah, I really like seeing that. You know, again, and got a great support out here. And, you know, and it also it's a case, too, of keeping kids from getting injured and keep them ready to go for next week. We travel down to Bloomfield. They're struggling a little bit this year, certainly, but you know they'll bring a good contest.
Forget about, just like this game, we could forget about all that stuff. We look at what happened a year ago. We are a missed field goal away from having the only loss.
Blue Demons will come to line. Blake Bear still at quarterback. We'll see if they run a few plays and then maybe take a knee. Hand again once up the middle, right again to Trevor Cromwell, I believe, up there. Good off-guard play there between Kaczynski and the guard. Picks up a good hard-earned 5 yards on the play there. T, good play out of the line once again.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that's went in that ball game tonight has given their all, and that's what these coaches ask of them, and that's what they're doing.
You know, as we come in at 30 seconds, Blue Demons will have to get one more play off. I would imagine we'll just come up, take the knee here. You guys want to get the reps, but they're trying to see what they're doing. And coach might actually do a – no, he's telling them to go ahead and get the play off now. So once they get the play and go, and this will be the last play, I believe, they're going to hand it off again once more to Trevor Cromwell off the right side, off tackle. Enough for about the first down, so a good job out of Trevor Cromwell. That will, as the clock continues to run, end our game, Jason. I will turn it back over to you because I don't want to see you go into convulsions. The Blue Demons will win this game 56-7, so great job out of the Blue Demons.
There we go. All that air coming out at one time, Dan. I was holding back. I felt like a dog on a chain.
Uh-huh.
You let me off, now I'm going to go in circles for about a half an hour.
Two platoon. It is a good
job,
system.
Buddy. You got a tough job to do. I don't know how you do it over here on the collar side, but gentlemen, Albia came right out of the gates, got things going, and setting the tone, T. Albia on that kickoff, causing the fumble, that really set the tone for the entire night.
You know, you could tell as soon as they hit this football field that they were focused. You know, you have a lot of distractions with homecoming and everything, but they came out fast, hard. I mean, the pads were popping. This is amazing. I mean, I tell you, the longer we play, the better we get, it seems.
Well, gentlemen, I think they're going to sing to us here in a second. Cousin Eddie, how about this for homecoming, buddy? How about the scene that you got to see tonight?
It was a very good win. Unfortunately, we had some injuries. Hopefully, they're not serious. We got a lot of guys, got a lot of reps in it, and you probably don't get to play a lot, and it was a good win.
All right, let's take the down to the wireless 1-2, Mike. Seed, you're down there as they get ready to sing the beautiful Albia fight song, courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. We'll bring that to you in high fidelity.
Fight for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On Albia, spirits are high. Where we see your colors go by. In years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's to you, old Albia.
And that's your victorious Albia Blue Demons with the prettiest sound you'll hear.
And what I really like, Jason, again, we talk about the crowd, but you got class reunions going on right now, and they get to come back. And a lot of these fans and the kids that are coming back for 10, 20, and 30-year class reunions haven't seen this kind of enthusiasm on players. You know, we didn't see that. We didn't come sing the song when we were coming through. Coach Staten really does a great job of teaching these guys character and really celebrating with the fans because they're just a part of this victory as much as the players.
Guys, see your summation. Tonight's football game, we knew that this would be a rivalry game and you would get your best shot from Centerville. I think Albia took that away, as I said, on that opening kickoff, and the snowball became Albia the rest of the night.
Yeah, they were definitely focused, ready for the game, right on the kickoff, as we saw, forcing the fumble. And like you said, from there, just a big snowball effect. And I like the way that even when we had the second guys come in the second half, they were winning the play as well, so good job overall for Albia.
And I got to say, when we had our subs in, that the coaches never stopped coaching on the sideline. They were really, really into it, and I don't think they were happy when Centerville scored that touchdown either.
Well, Big T, buddy, you call these guys, was it the Butterworth boys? Is that what you called them last week?
Yeah, the Butterworth boys, that offensive line, man, making pancakes all the time. It's just awesome. I tell you. You can't say enough. I mean, when you put up 56 points, that happens up front. I don't care. I mean, you can have the best tailback in the world, the best quarterback in the world, but it starts up front. You got to have time to throw the ball. You got to have holes to run through. You know, and I just can't say enough about them.
Well, you know, the test goes on, guys. You got to keep building on it. The momentum that is this first five games. You got to keep building on it. And you know, when you come off a big win like this, Cousin Eddie, sometimes you can go back and rest on your laurels. But this coaching staff, as you said, they coached even here in these waning moments with the second and third string. And it's going to take that kind of focused effort, because now everybody's got their sights focused on you.
Yeah, and you got to have a good week of preparation, and you celebrate the big victory tonight, and then you start on Sunday and start working hard for the next game.
Well, Christian, another thing that stood out was the concentration and focus. In spite of all the things going around and this huge crowd, this team was really focused for football.
Oh, yeah, and that's, well, like I said earlier in the preview, was Coach Staden's word of the week is always focus on homecoming week. And they definitely show that they were totally focused out there. And great victory for the Blue Demons. I'm sure that all the reunions that were out here had a blast. Good job, Albion.
Well, they were treated to a dandy tonight. The oldest rivalry in high school football, in the Battle of Highway 5, Albion-Centerville. It's all Albion tonight, 56-7. Cousin Eddie, you got to get back to the RV for next week, or are you going to be back on the road with us? Or you just come on these gorgeous football Friday nights?
Homer.
Yeah, I like to pick the nice nights.
Homer.
Well, we're going to take a quick timeout, come back and wrap things up from Ironman Field and switch things over to the Summers Insurance Coaches Locker Room Show and catch up with Fox 15 when we come back to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hi, this is April with Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have two new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32 TVs. We have DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, MLB Package, and MediaCom Cable. Never miss a game. We have a new smoking patio that is away from our dining patio. That's Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant across from Sonic in Ottumwa. You're going to love it.
At Community First Credit Union, you get more than just free checking. More value, more flexibility, all with no monthly service charges and no minimum balance requirements. We've done our homework. Come in and let us show you the difference between our free checking and the other so-called free checking accounts. Plus, when you open a CFirst free checking account, you'll get a free gift and up to $10 cash for your debit cards and unused checks from your current financial institution. Make the switch to CFirst today. Rules and regulations apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, maybe you're driving the kids to school, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home.